I had the boo-boo.
What's poppin', everybody? The No Mike Show is in the DealsInDeed.com studios to get you into the weekend. And hopefully it'll be a nice, crisp show. Because I was late again.
And why were you late? Was it because you dropped your socks in the toilet?
That was a small part of it. I did. I had two balled up white gym socks. And I was just like, la la la. I was thinking about whether I should double up on HGH today.
Oh.
Which I really don't do very often, but I wanted to have a crisp show, so I was already planning on globbing up. And I did. I globbed up.
Oh, okay, great.
And I doubled up on HGH.
Are you supposed to do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. I wasn't able to consult anyone at that moment, but I've done it before and nothing happened.
No, I heard about that from Dr. Roche and company, and they just said, you can. It's just then, first of all, it's all gone, and its efficacy is not as great. So.
It's expensive, too.
And it's expensive.
That's why most people don't double up, but I wanted to have a fiery show. but yeah, I dropped my socks in the toilet, which was a real bummer because I was going to spend some time in there because...
Can you drop, please?
Because?
Oh, because...
I had the boo-boo.
For the record, not a new drop, but yeah.
That's not a new drop?
No.
No,
when did we play
old.
That?
I just came across it randomly.
When were we playing that? I don't remember that.
When were we playing it?
Yeah.
Or when did we get it?
Like on the show. When was it played? Because
back to Riff, doesn't it?
I would assume so, because I don't remember it ever on the podcast.
There's another one where it's like, I had a boo-boo in my tub. There's boo-boo in the yard.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if the same story would kind of make sense.
Can we play one of the other drops? I just want to know if it's the same lady. It is the same lady, right?
I want to say the other one's a guy.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Well,
now, is boo-boo a well-known term for?
I don't think so, Trudy. But you know what's interesting? You guys were laughing about the drop. It's an intensely funny drop. I've never heard anyone say when they were going to take a dump that they had to boo-boo.
No.
I had to boo-boo.
But, just that lady.
But I knew what she meant. Why did I know what she meant? Did you guys know what she meant right away?
Yeah, of course.
In the context, yeah, because yeah. We were talking about it.
Because it's like
I had to boo-boo.
I had two boo-boo.
I had to boo-boo, which sounds like she didn't make it.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
Yeah, I was going to be here about 10 to 5, but I had a boo-boo.
Where's the bathroom? I got to take a dump.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I just really fell in love with that drop all over again, which is a great feeling.
I had to boo-boo.
Yes.
Let's just say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
Okay, Facebook today is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And if you fear an emergency at your house like Trudy does, and I do, when's the last time you had water, by the way?
Oh, I don't want to tell you because never, and it'll happen tomorrow if I say that.
Well, that's the only thing that hasn't happened to me, and oh boy, do we not want water here. In fact, that's one of those things when it rains really, really hard, I still will come down to the basement because I figure if it's like half an inch or something... Maybe there's a way to escape, like
save it,
putting everything up higher or
calling shop back.
Call Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Yes, the shop vac has been utilized at other homes.
I do know you definitely do not want to call Ursi's competitors because you'll run into this guy.
Will you suck dick to fix this water problem?
And that's one of those things where you really have to think about it.
No.
Because, you know, it's a studio. No. We got everything going on in here, all our equipment.
You got to call Ursi, because then they won't even give you that offer.
No, no, no. They are very professional there. And that's something, I think they've spoken out about that as far as being a problem in the industry, when people try to take something from you because you're in a tough position.
Pull a fire festival?
That's why you have to have 877 job done on the fridge, so you're ready. So if I see a little bit of water down here, because there's really never been water in this room.
No.
We've been doing this. Never.
No, but and now that you said that.
Well,
the Silence of the Lambs room, though.
Silence of the Lambs room.
A little bit.
Much,
not much.
Too much water.
It's moist.
Lots of lotion.
I lived here on August 14th, never forget. Hashtag never forget.
Yep.
In 2014?
2014.
Yeah, yeah. When 696 was up to the overpass.
Mm-hmm.
No water here. None.
Robin Williams.
You didn't have
away.
Water here?
No, none.
Dick.
Sorry. I know. You know, that's one of those things where you, when you have a terrible storm, and it's like, oh, no water again. It's like, why didn't I take that off the floor after the last time there was water? And so you're throwing stuff out, and there's, you know, a pile of crap in your front yard. And there's always that every third house or so that's like, well, where's their crap?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't get any water.
I had a boo-boo.
And you just feel like, oh, really? No water? How did you get away with that?
Everyone across the street from us didn't have flooding. And my next door neighbor didn't have flooding. Ours was terrible. I don't know why. It makes no sense. No.
I know. It was a bad day. Well, anyway, I did have a guy come in to clean the pipes. What do they call that?
Clean the pipes.
Snake the pipes.
Oh,
snake.
Yeah.
That's not much better. Anyway, and he said, I've seen a lot of these basements, and I don't think your basement's going to flood.
Really?
And he explained it to me, and I quickly dreamweavered. I was just happy with the end result. I just accepted it. I didn't need the explanation.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Emergency Response Service Incorporated has already helped listeners who were in serious trouble with water in their basement, potential for mold. They do mold removal. If you had the shop vac and you got everything out, cleaned it up, and hey, everything's great. Oh, I did it myself. I'm so proud. And then a month later, these big black things on the wall.
Ugh.
Mold! It's terrible. Storm damage, fire damage, ERSI, Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE, or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. And I'm proud to have him as an advertiser because he did speak out when people were, we heard the competitor.
Competitor.
Like there were some other.
Will things. You suck dick to was, fix this water problem?
There were some other competitors that, I don't even want to say what they said. It was worse. So,
what, this?
I had the boo-boo.
That was their excuse for being late. I got 3 feet of water. It was 3 inches when I called.
I had the boo-boo.
All right, sorry, jeez.
Really do like that drop. Are people on Facebook enjoying the drop?
Let's see. Have we had any? I don't see any response about it yet. What are they talking about? I'm talking about water. A lot of water talk.
Okay.
Why does it have to be black stuff on the wall, you racist?
I know. There's
tremendously
no hope.
Big, tremendously wet.
Well, that's one of the reasons. I blame Nick Cannon for the show starting late, and I'll get to that
There's
in a second.
There's a lot of Nick Cannon conversation in here.
Well, I'm captivated by the whole story and the treatment of it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just want to mention something. Last night I was watching. I feel so stupid saying this. Does anyone watch Married at First Sight?
I mean, someone does.
Wow. Well, I think a lot of people watch it, actually, yeah. Because it gets
yeah,
a lot
I've
of...
Yeah, I've seen that.
It has a lot of social media hum and buzz. And
there's been 11 seasons of it.
It does really well. It's on... Wow. Wait, is it TLC? I think it's on...
That's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
Anyway, the people literally are married at first sight. And it's a very millennial thing, in my opinion. Brandon, have you seen it at all? You've seen episodes, haven't you?
Millennial thing? What are you talking about? That's not a millennial thing. Every single boomer got married when they were 16 through 18.
Negative.
The millennials haven't gotten married
you're not
until
even,
like 30.
You haven't even let me. You're so defensive about being a millennial because you're under fire all the time.
Not that, a millennial thing to do.
It's not a millennial thing to do, but here's what I think happens. Okay, they have these experts and they're personality experts and they study all these potential people and eventually they go, if we put Trudy with Joe or with Bob, that'd be a perfect match because Trudy loves sports and Bob likes to cook. And I mean, they basically suggest that they know.
Trudy.
They know.
She sounds like a real loser, by the way.
Trudy looks good and Bob likes girls that look good.
Damn it.
So you look good on the screen today, by the way, Trudy.
Thanks,
I mean,
Drew.
Not that you don't look good on most days.
What is that behind you? Maker's Mark and is it some kind of tequila? Are you going to get hammered tonight?
Hey, let's just give her another introduction.
I love her for her powerful, skillful, once-in-a-generation voice. I love the way that she uses that voice to share real vulnerability and truth in good times and in bad. I love that she's a human being of unbelievable kindness and generosity and an artist of endless inspiration.
Love you, Trudy.
Yeah, there were...
Thanks, Brenda.
There was not
really for, though.
I remember that. You. There was not really a... I don't think there was a dry eye in the room when you were introduced.
Your heart is necessary at this time.
It was really cool. It was
nice
beautiful.
Nice comment.
Okay, this is... Don't take this question the wrong way, but is there some special filter on your camera? There isn't, is there?
No.
Okay.
Just no, asking. Why?
No, because I don't know. Just maybe it's the distance away you are. Maybe you just look better than the other people I'm looking at. Maybe that's it. But anyway.
Oh, you mean mine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's no special filter, but I do go to great lengths to find the light a little better.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't bother doing that here.
The light's not great in this room, but this is where the Ethernet line is, so.
No special effects in mine either.
Well, I always object to seeing myself on even on the four-way screen. I just go, And the lighting is bad, and we've talked about it many times. I mean, it seems like something to be worth spending 20 minutes on.
Lighting?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have a guy. I just haven't gotten to him yet.
Well, maybe we could...
let me rephrase that.
Jerry-rig it.
ML has a guy. I just haven't gotten to him yet.
Oh, that guy.
We can't even decide on tables. No, it's not that guy. It's a different guy.
Well, tables, I thought he was making the tables.
I know, but we haven't... Yeah, it's a long story. Yeah, show meeting.
Anyway.
Yeah, brief.
Brandon's backgrounds have been, that's your real basement, right?
The
Tron look.
Yeah.
That's on fire.
I got filters.
That's Ursi. Yeah.
Brandon's jamming to his background. Kind of works. So, let's see. I had a boo-boo, and where's I going with that?
I had the boo-boo.
Why you were so late today, Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Nick Cannon. This story is, it's just got everything. It's got somebody who's, and I like Nick Cannon. We've had him on the show how many times? At least five times, maybe more.
Over the years, yeah.
He's had so much stuff to plug because he's a true hustler. I mean, he really works hard. He's one of those people that I think was not going to be denied. He's, you know, there are those people, and doesn't matter what they look like, they are just going to get it. They have it. They have enough of it. And he has the hard work thing going. And, man, he always has at least three jobs. And he was going to college.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yes, I do remember that. That's funny.
So I've always enjoyed him. When we book him, I feel good about having him on. There's some people
who
are
like,
will he be good today? Or is he going to be like last time?
He can actually kiss you his butthole.
But I always look forward to Nick. And I thought he's always really congenial, very friendly. He... is
well, you're not Jewish.
Well, this is before Nick revealed himself.
I know.
Great guy.
I just had every reason to like him, and I did. And I think he's very serviceable on AGT. And I didn't really watch Wild and Out except when we had him on. I watched it once. I wasn't a big fan.
Would you want to have him on now?
Yes.
Not now.
Okay. Now I would.
Not like right now because of this whole thing. But
you mean like a year from now?
Say a year from now, everything dies down. He's still doing, apparently still doing The Masked Singer.
I kind of would, yeah, because I think I would have to go there, and I think it might get interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, what happened in my head was I'm thinking about this story. I'm making notes. I'm watching GMA. I'm going through the Today Show. I got all the way through GMA. GMA found it not newsworthy.
Oh, they didn't do it at all?
They didn't do a story. They did it yesterday.
It's interesting.
They did it yesterday, but yesterday, so much happened yesterday. And so, you know, they had Mary Trump on. Mm-hmm. They had the WNBA player who, let me get this straight. She takes 64 pills a day because she's medically compromised in some ways.
Lyme's disease, yeah.
The Deladon.
Oh, was it Lyme's disease?
Elena Deladon, mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was Del Don.
That's right.
I thought her name was Del Don. I think she was the MVP last year.
Yeah.
And nobody knows who she is except for Brandon.
We've talked about her before.
No, she's like one of the WNBA players that I could name.
You're not going to believe this, by the way. She's married to a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Tall, blonde. She's 6'5", pretty.
Well, how about that?
I got to tell you, though, I've seen stories on her. She's Do you know the story about her?
Her sister,
yeah. Which is
it's
pretty,
a great story.
It is a great story.
I didn't know you guys were in the fan
club.
We're
huge Deladon fans.
They've done
right
a lot
of
different news stories on it because she has a sister who has special needs and she's kind of helped.
She's the only one that communicates
with
her.
Her really. Yeah, and she's brought her along for this journey. Isn't she blind and
deaf? You guys read her autobiography?
There's been so many stories done. I think
really?
Real Sports did one.
I'm really curious.
Brandon cried and called me and we talked about it.
Maybe if anyone on Facebook Live knows Del Don, who plays for the, is it the Washington Music or something?
Mystics.
Mystics? Okay. She was the MVP last year. And, you know, if she trumped Nick Cannon, she's got to be something else. So anybody on Facebook, if you can just say yes, I'm a big fan of hers or I know who she is. I did not know who she was. But anyway, the story was she takes all this medicine for Lyme disease and her doctor feels that she is therefore compromised. And so she was trying to get an exemption from the WNBA, which I guess means she gets paid, but she doesn't play.
What?
Right?
What
yeah. She would not risk because her health is at risk. She would not be required to play, and I think she would still be paid. And so the WNBA did not give her the exemption, which means that she's out, I think, $11,000 for the season.
$11,000?
Isn't that what she's paid? She's MVP. Is that high?
That's pretty high, yeah.
Okay. All right, maybe it's a little more than that. I'm joking. She makes more than that. She makes like 36 or... Is she 40? Hitting 40?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, honestly, what's the highest paid player in the WNBA? 200?
I would think around 200, yeah.
And the league loses money. It's a charity league.
It's, according to the Google machine, Dawana Bonner is the highest earner in the WNBA with a $127,500 contract.
What? That's it?
It's the highest player
in the league? Dawana tell you that?
I had the boo-boo.
Wait, so there could
That's
be...
That's just the Google machine. I could be wrong.
Just assuming things fell the right way. There could be a higher paid person in this show than the highest paid player in the WNBA?
Rookies in the WNBA are paid 41 grand.
It ain't me.
41,000?
I mean...
Oh, anyway. Well, that's terrible, and somebody should do something about that. That's why that story trumped Nick Cannon.
Somebody should do something about that.
They should find another sponsor or charity that could, you know, maybe they could move some money from the police to the WNBA. What do you think? Defund the police, fund the WNBA, because they deserve
it
more.
We need at these trying
times.
And
we need less police. Less police means safe.
Okay, so 2 days ago, there was a landmark day in the WNBA. Just 2 days ago, a new collective bargaining agreement that raised the average salaries to six figures for the first time. So $130,000 to $500,000 for the top players. So we're gonna start seeing $500,000 contracts for some of the best players.
When's the story from?
2 days ago, and that's from Shams Charania.
2 days ago.
Brandon, you deep dive on this chick all the time, it sounds
2019?
Like.
According to this, it says 2020.
Really?
And it's from a senior lead NBA insider writer.
So one of you guys
has
a misprint, obviously. Wow. Or maybe just your computer is 2019 and his has 2020. Sometimes that happens. It's weird.
I swear.
Oh, my. Well, okay, so I whipped through GMA. No Nick Cannon. I mean, I am beside myself. That can't be. Did I miss it? There's Mary Trump. There's Mary Trump again. And... By the way, I thought Mary Trump, and I'm not saying this for political reasons or because I love Trump and I think it's terrible to pick on Donald Trump. I thought she's a lousy interview.
She's terrible. She's absolutely terrible.
Without the drops.
I didn't see her today. Should we watch her again today?
We could.
What was the spin today? What did they talk about?
I'm not kidding you.
I don't know why anybody cares about his SAT score. I really don't.
They didn't talk about that when I was watching.
I don't think so.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what's the new take?
Mark, it was going nowhere, and I could not watch the whole thing. I was looking for Nick Cannon. Never came up. So I started watching CBS this morning, and I didn't get all the way through it, but I never saw Nick Cannon. So I went over to Today's Show. Yes, I do record all these things in the morning. And Today's Show, I got to like 8:40. No Nick Cannon. I'm like, okay, is something wrong with me? Maybe something's wrong with me that I'm so invested in the story, which I'm not. I just... You know, like I said, he's a guy that we liked having on. We've had him on a lot. I thought he's a cool guy. And then, wow, what a U-turn Nick Cannon took. Mm-hmm. And then there was this response and these people supporting him. And I was like, What in the world is going on here? And then, so here's why I was late. Because I started thinking that this story is a dead story. That I'm going to be reading, I'm going to be spending 20 minutes on at the end of the show, and Brandon and Trudy are going to be like, because sometimes the show's been running long.
Yeah.
And I do detect that the two bottom people on the screen there maybe get a little weary.
What? That's not true. I enjoy being here 100% of the time.
Me too.
No, it's my personal opinion that if you don't win the room, you don't win.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that I think I'm going to have that feeling where, you know, I'm going on and on about something and
not about Nick Cannon, absolutely
weary of it. Yeah, I remember leaving the show one day, and it was a long show, and I didn't realize how long it was until I don't look at the screen that often, and I poked my head over at you guys, and Trudy was just sitting back down. And Brandon
sneak off to the kitchen.
Brandon, it would have taken Brandon about, I'd say, 2.5 seconds to get to the microphone if I'd called
him. I had to boo-boo.
I believe I was working on the excellent Photoshop cover page of the episode when that happened.
Okay.
Anyway, so it appeared like I was looking down like I was sleeping
nice
on
kiss
you.
Ass excuse.
How do you know? You don't even know what
Trudy
episode he's talking about.
It reminded me of doing the show, and when Maz is here, and the topic goes into something he's not interested in, and he's drawing logos. No, it reminded me of that. I'm not saying it was like that, but I honestly, it's hard for me to do a show when someone in the room is so uninterested. Not that you guys were at that level of uninterested.
Sure.
So anyway, and I think that day, because the show ended, and I was kind of dejected about it because it was, you know, the middle of coronavirus, which is a horrible topic, and I just felt like, how are we going to slog through this? It was just sloggy, and I listened back to a couple shows, and I felt the same way. It's like, it's sloggy. I can't get through us. It's just, I didn't like it. And also, I think when Trudy had to boo-boo that day, and Brandon
I had to boo-boo.
Brandon was working on the cover. I think I was doing quite a long dialogue on why I support police, and police were not very popular at the time. So because it was, I think it was right after Atlanta. Anyway, so
Nick Cannon.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm just gonna leave it out of the show.
No, you absolutely cannot. There's too many stories about it today.
And then I thought
TMZ coverage was really good.
I wasn't a big fan of their coverage today.
Really?
No, but I'm glad you brought it up. Did you think they did a good job?
Well, I mean, in the end,
they covered,
I feel like
they
forgave him too easily.
Okay, thank you. That's exactly what I felt.
Yeah.
In fact, I was stunned, absolutely stunned when Charles said that I think his apology was sincere. And I was like,
right.
Wait, is it possible a human being could say that in response to what happened yesterday?
No way.
And I'll try not to slog through it, but his apology... And this is what I realized this morning was
apology was about saving the Masked Singer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
But the response, okay, the real story of the day was the response to Viacom. Because
yes.
He was trying to start, he was trying to light a fire under the protesters, and he was essentially comparing himself to George Floyd. And he was suggesting that they wanted to take money.
That was his demand list, that story. Right? Wasn't that from that story when he attacked CBS Viacom?
Yeah, there were demands in there. There were. Yeah, the whole thing was that you're racist and you want me to bow to the master. And the bit about he didn't want that, they didn't want him to be able to feed his kids. And to do this in the middle of the most divisive.
Why? Because Mariah's eating all the food? I mean, why couldn't... I mean,
no,
there's a lot of money to throw those kids.
Outrageous.
And neither of them are making any money at all, right? Either.
Yeah.
He got... Sure. I think he got half the house when they split up. He didn't ask for a lot of money. That's the kind of guy... See, I like a lot of things about Nick Cannon. He got $4.5 million, and he's had all these other jobs, and his net worth is like $30 million.
I'm seeing $60 million, plus his ex-wife is $520 million. Wow. So I think those kids are going to be fine.
Exactly. I mean, it was preposterous
that
he would say that. And then to add that, you know, to do this to me, right in the middle of the biggest civil rights moment, this divisive civil rights moment, you were on the wrong side of history. And I thought, he is trying, he's trying to light a fire to get the protest going, just like, and he even, let me just get the apology.
How much success did that have?
None.
Exactly.
Because what he said was
so insanely stupid. What he said
was so beyond the pale. And this is the other thing I thought was weird. And sometimes maybe I complain about the media too much. But I swear to God, I can't believe how little I heard the media play audio from his show. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, I did not hear much audio.
They didn't.
No.
And so last night I listened to it because
did they not get it cleared? Although it's news, they don't have to clear.
Could have played it.
Yeah.
For some reason, they chose not to. And I'm not going to play it on the show today, but I just thought, that's the kind of audio they live for. You know, if it's, I was just trying to think of an example of an event like that. Who's been busted for a flub? Okay, well, you start with the Martin Luther King Jr. guys on Martin Luther King Day.
It's because of the Jews.
They flubbed his name. And they stayed in the news for a week. And the NAACP checked in and said they got to be fired. The mayor said, I think it was in Rochester or St. Louis. I'm not sure which town it was. But the mayor had said something to the effect of, well, it sure did come out of his mouth easy. So I got to believe it was up here somewhere. You know, like he said it before. Obviously.
Which was ridiculous.
It was totally bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things I thought about when the opinion editor of the Washington Post said, you know, you're lucky, you white chicks, that we call you Karens instead of seeking revenge. Because I thought it was vengeful. I thought they went after those guys and it was like it was revenge. It was misplaced revenge because no one can say that they should lose their careers because they flubbed Martin Luther King's name. I mean, did anyone really believe that was right?
You're about to lose your job.
And I talked to Carl about it. Carl is going to be on analyzing the Rob Lowe podcast.
When are we having him on?
Next week. Right. We're going to do like the last Thursday of the month, I think.
Okay.
Which is
it's pretty organized. Carl, good to see you.
It's pretty organized.
His given name is Carl, and he likes to be called Fart Face.
The Fart Face sketch.
Carl with a K. He has no last name, if you've noticed.
Yeah.
Or not noticed.
No one knows who he is.
No one knows what Carl's last name is. And I think that's his way of...
How are we going to know if he's Jewish or not?
What's wrong? You got fart in your ears, you freaking fart face?
Carl with a K. I don't think Carl's Jewish. I don't care if he is. It'd be great.
Kidding.
I'd love to have
Nick Cannon going to know if he's Jewish or not?
Nick Cannon, how would he know? Well, if Carl was had the power to fire someone unjustly...
It's funny when he started talking about it and CBS Viacom got rid of him. You know, I love going to look at who's in charge of these companies, like who's on the board. And
I was surprised you were doing that because I'm like, wow, Mark, this was like not even close.
Didn't fit my argument, so I didn't mention it.
No, I was impressed that you were doing it because honestly, I never dreamed that he was going to suggest that he was a victim of racism. Did that cross anyone's mind?
No, because that's a lot of
completely disrespectful thing to say to people who literally have, you know, nothing to go on, have no money left, have maybe no home soon. And here's Nick Cannon, his $60 million.
Yeah. I feel like
not being able to feed his kids.
Did you hear what he said today? That's what he said today.
Why did Jews play football? To get the quarterback.
I didn't hear that, but I'm not surprised.
Won't let the topic go.
I'm just not surprised at all. So anyway, along with his diatribe, let's see. I got so many.
Someone on Facebook Live claims that Brandon's already dreamweavering.
No, well, not at all.
That's what I was worried about. That's why I wanted to drop the subject. I thought this is going to be a slog. I'm going to be really into it, and everybody else, I'm not going to win the room.
I'll tell you what the problem is. Where his camera is, if you start searching something or reading something online, Brandon has resting dreamweavering face. It looks like he's bored when he's reading something or looking at something.
RDF?
Yeah. It's along the lines of resting.
He is retard.
Resting bitch face or...
honestly,
resting cunt face, right, Trudy?
Right,
we were having that discussion before.
Resting bitch face is really a thing, I think.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely a thing. I know plenty of people that believe they have been accused of having a resting bitch face.
I think that I may have discussed that with Dr. Roche once.
Like, oh, well,
there's something he can do for resting bitch face, cool. But I don't think they call it that. It's, you know,
no, they do
raises
call it that.
Your the corners of your mouth, I think.
Yeah.
God, the things they can do.
It's like a natural frown, I guess.
Okay, I hate to say this, but we'll come back to Nick.
Oh, after all that? It took us 28 minutes.
I don't
want to
leave
there.
It too long. I just don't want to get way behind because we got to get out of here.
I don't know where the first half hour went.
It's 7:45.
Hey, by the way, Gibby on Monday and yes. Early for the cool. Facebook crowd.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, like 4 o'clock-ish?
I hope he's on
time.
Yeah,
4 o'clock-ish.
I had to boo-boo.
She might not be able to catch it, but she can catch the download. If she's pretty regular with the boo-boos. Trudy, why don't you hit up Dr. Roche? Because honestly, we should hit him up in the early part of the show. He got me globbed up today. Well, I chose to glob up, but anyway.
And he's got all of his July specials going on, which, by the way, includes the CBD products that they have, the stuff that you rub on the back of your neck, Drew, you know, that stuff?
Yeah, oh yeah. I used to put it on Magsy's neck, and it worked.
Yeah, and they're all certified medical grade, so, you know, you're not getting something that's just lotion. So all of those are 50%. They've got them on sale this month at Dr. Roche's office. Plus, they've got boobs. They've always got boobs, but
do they ever?
Some are saline boobs, $3,500. So that's great. And Evolve, which is the big thing now. Have they talked to you about that, Drew?
Yes.
How much it makes you taut. It makes saggy skin tighter again. Mm-hmm. And it also tones the underlying muscles. So if you've got cellulites, they can slap that on. It's non-invasive and it'll sort of, you know, vacuum all of that up and make you tighter and look hotter.
What do they call it when it's to me, it's the light that you can keep your shirt on while they're lasering you.
Zerona.
I remember.
It's a certain
Zerona, Drew. It was Zerona.
Yeah, Zerona did the same thing. But you literally go in there in your clothes, you lie down, you can take a nap for 20 minutes and you're tightening up your stomach muscles and burning some fat. Yeah. And so,
and taking care. And for most women, mostly, do dudes ever have cellulite? I don't think I've ever seen that. But for women, mostly cellulite too, that Zerona is quite the miracle for that. So all of this, and you can still teleconference with them, 248-338-1110 at Dr. Roche's office. And if you want to read up on Evolve and how cool that is, because they have introductory pricing still, I think, go to droche.com and look that up.
Alrighty.
See all the miraculous things it'll do.
Zot Crusher, Jeep Dodge Ram, DealsInTheD.com is all fired up because their community customers and the Zot team are excited to be back at full strength and serving you safely, of course. The sales and service continue to be busy as ever. Actually, they're pretty busy. So, I mean, that's a good sign. And they can deliver your car to your home without you doing a thing. If you don't want to leave your home, or you're not comfortable going out to a dealership or business, or you're compromised or something, you can handle all that. Now, during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Drive Forward event, feel free to go online to enjoy their enhanced online shopping. And they got the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. If Jeeps are what you like, check out the new 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month. And then the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And of course, there's Wrangler. Get Zot employee pricing for everyone. 0% financing and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, hurry, because of course the shutdown did cause inventory to get behind a bit. Go to dealsinthed.com and check out all the deals. And
I can't wait till those Broncos. Oh my god.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, people are geeked about that. And didn't really was it Jeep that came out with, or was it Wrangler that came out with a demo the same day, which is kind of a no-no. The
day before.
Kind of ballsy.
Yeah. No, that looks sharp, too.
That was a...
It was a Wrangler.
It was a Wrangler, but I mean, it was not... It was a model or a, you know, whatever they call it when they first make it, and it's not really ready for
prototype. Another.
Prototype.
It's a prototype, but it looked damn good.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps?
And people were kind of geeked about it. So, the news yesterday, which was, I swear, I don't know. I've just been scratching my head so much lately. She was talking about closing the auto plants again.
Oh, big Gretchen.
She hopes she doesn't have to do that. And first of all, I thought everything was safe at the auto plants.
I thought it was the safest place in the state.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like.
And this whole thing is so upsetting, and I know everybody feels this way, so I don't think I'm alone on this. Just the anxiety of this thing just going on and on and on and on. It's like there's no way out.
No.
Because we have so many people who just there's a word I heard this woman use about her son that, you know, he minds. You know the term minds, as in he does what I tell him to do.
Yeah.
It was considered a very good quality. And I remember thinking that how much I love Mags because Mags minds.
Okay.
You know, like he won't just run off everywhere. And if I go, Mags, he'll stop. Like he would freeze in place. Whereas Layla, no, she did not mind.
Right.
Well, I think there was a time.
Mags and Layla.
I feel like there was a time in this country where we sort of minded.
No.
You know, if something was important or the will of the people was at stake, that, you know, we didn't have so many wild cards who just had to do it their way. You know, whether it's the mask people or, you know, people get pretty fired up about a few things and they feel they know better. And so
everybody knows everything.
Yes. And these conspiracy theories, too. I told you about this lengthy thing I saw on YouTube, which was all.
Do me a favor. Just mind your business, please.
It was very well edited together. And it was all the CDC. The Surgeon General was featured prominently talking about not wearing masks.
Yeah.
Do not wear a mask. And I think that the point was made that, you know, we do need those on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
But they also said that a mask could actually be worse than not wearing a mask. And there were just a lot of things said that I saw people wearing masks that week, and I was actually making fun of them.
Well, I remember, though, you and I talking about, I don't remember if it was on the air or off the air, we could not figure out why would it be worse if you did wear a mask.
No, it made no sense.
It didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. And so when I was looking at that, and we talked about it before the show, these people who now will say, well, they said you didn't have to wear a mask, and now you're sheep if you wear a mask. They're just jerking your chain. It's like they just want you to do what they tell you to do, so I'm not going to do what they tell me to do.
That's a prevalent thing I've been seeing on Facebook, and you know, people post it where it's like, they just are trying to control you. And I'm like, to what end? Like, to what end? Because it really doesn't help them. I mean, do you see... Like,
well,
if anything, Gretchen Whitmer has had more anger and hate thrown at her since this started. So,
Gretchen Whitmer's very popular right now.
No, I know, but there's also a movement to remove her from office.
No.
So, the point being, like, why would she do this to get people to mad? Just to flex muscle? It's always about money. So, how do we get money out of this? No, it doesn't make any sense. But you'll probably hear. She owns stock in a mask company, or she bought a lot of stock in Moderna, and they're making the fact. You know, there's always going to be some kind of crazy conspiracy theory, but to what end would people lie about this? I don't understand that.
Well, plus she's got 49 other contemporaries who are governing states as well, and we don't really hear too much about the individual governing process of each specific state, except for maybe Ohio.
Well, if you pay attention, but most people aren't paying that much attention. Yeah. So, you know, just when you got used to the fact that, wearing a mask is dumb, and then all of a sudden it's like, you got to wear a mask.
You're not even paying attention.
there are a lot of people who just will not follow the bouncing ball. They just go, no, you said that then. You're trying. I'm not a sheep. You're sheep.
You have to wear a mask every time you go out.
And they feel really strongly about it, and they have all the support on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever want support for an unpopular and stupid opinion, go on the internet. You'll find tons of people, and you'll feel like, oh, my God, look, everybody's with me. I thought it was just me, but look. So,
I like the guy's comments on CBS This Morning, who lives in the Phoenix area and went on vacation in South Carolina, two really big hot spots right now.
Yeah, you could play that guy if you can find him real quick. He's with his son, too, who's probably, 10 years old?
And his wife,
11 years old.
This plague doesn't scare me.
I personally would think that because he has a son who he doesn't want to get sick, that he would just wear a mask just to be a good example and to do the, you know, err on the side of safety.
But I think he thinks he's being a good example. This, you know, being
well, yeah, free, not being a sheep,
yeah.
I suppose.
Being a sheep.
While you're looking for that.
I hate that so much, that
sheep.
Sheeple, you blue sheeple.
Okay, I'd rather be sheep.
Damn it.
I would rather be sheep than just be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, really, honestly. And argue with everybody. It's almost like...
what a great point.
I don't know how else to put it. These people...
Nice quotable quote, yeah.
There are a lot of people who will, you know, because we're kind of in this together. I mean, I hate that phrase. It's
No, we're not.
No, we're not really in this together, but we are. There's so many people who will attack that person or say, hey, why aren't you wearing a mask? You know, you're going to kill somebody. And it's almost like some of these people are going out without a mask going, oh, boy, I'm going to have some good ones today.
That's what I was saying. It doesn't.
They love the confrontations.
I don't know if you remember that story we were talking about how you don't confront them by shaming them because then they just dig their heels in deeper. There's been lots of studies about that. You don't, if someone has a difference of opinion, you don't shame them because then they're just going to get more pissed off. Just,
I really don't think people with masks should discuss the mask issue with people that aren't wearing masks.
That's what I mean.
And tell them to wear masks because you're a guy get stabbed four times.
You're not going to change their mind.
Although no, you're not.
There was the argument. There's another argument down in Florida, and I felt bad because I was defending the lady who wasn't wearing the mask. Because the other lady was filming her, and she said, "You're a slave," is what she said to the lady.
Oh, yeah. So she's a racist now. Yeah.
But she didn't mean it like, "You're black, therefore you're a slave." She meant, "You're a slave to the government." She should have used sheep. Here's our man in Charleston.
Okay.
COVID hotspot. And yet tourists, often barefaced and shoulder to shoulder, crowd downtown Charleston streets.
You're not worried about it?
No. Blaze and David Jorgensen and their family left another hotspot, Phoenix,
cool
to vacation
name.
In Charleston.
That's a great name.
I mean, why would I be scared of it? I mean, it's like the flu, you know, so it's, you know, everyone's going to get infected. Everyone's got it. You know, we're humans. You know, we live through this
Pause
stuff.
For a second.
Our bodies are designed to do.
The temptation would be so large for me as a reporter to say, you know, it's not really just like the flu. That's, you're being very flip in front of your young son, who I'm sure you care deeply about. It does have a death rate that's significantly higher than the flu, and that's why people are pretty fucking worried about it.
Is this going to get to the point where, say, gay rights got to the point? Because that really turned when everybody started realizing that, oh, there's someone in my family or someone I work with who's gay, and they didn't realize. Is this going to get to the point where, everybody knows someone that has had COVID? Because I know people that have had the flu, and I know people that have had COVID. And it certainly is not the same thing.
I think people are pretty.
Why can't there be any sort of realization that South Korea, that New Zealand, that other countries who've worn masks have pretty much nothing left to deal with?
I got to tell you, I'm really confused about what in the devil is going on because we were watching a clip from Sweden today, and they're not wearing masks, and their death rate is down to nothing, almost nothing. And Sweden has been criticized because they never really shut down fully.
They still have a very high death rate, though.
It's lower than Michigan.
It's also 30% higher than all the United States.
On the other side of the ocean.
Per million.
Gretchen Whitmer is considered a hero, and she has more deaths than Sweden does. I mean, they have more than they should. Mm-hmm. I agree. They have more than their Nordic neighbors. And I think they've even said it's not really a success.
Yeah.
And they fucked up with seniors and nursing homes and assisted living.
But we were surprised.
I think three-fifths of the deaths in Sweden are people like 80 or older.
But we were surprised that nobody there is wearing a mask.
No, they were not. And they weren't worried about it. So here's our buddy. It says it's just like the flu. So he's apparently pretty well studied on this.
He also knows the body will take care of it. We're all going to get it, too.
I mean, why would I be scared of it? I mean, it's like the flu, you know? So it's, you know, everyone's going to get infected. Everyone's got it. You know, we're humans. You know, we live through this stuff.
That's
what our bodies are designed to do. It's like this stuff off.
Epidemiologists disagree. South Carolina has recorded more than 25,000 new cases.
There's some other good men on the street here, and I think he comes back.
Governor Henry McMaster is pushing schools to reopen in September.
But we must reopen our economy. People must go to work. Schools must have in-class, face-to-face teaching so these children do not fall behind.
By city ordinance in downtown Charleston,
now, excuse me, I'm going to go look at some Civil War monuments and the Confederate flag in the museum over here.
The age of nine. The city just doubled fines for violence.
I've also got a boner I'm rather embarrassed about.
He does sound like he transported from then to
the
now.
Confederacy, yeah.
Did you see that?
Here we are, here's another
Southern
person
Illinois.
On the
we forgot them. Yeah.
But you feel okay about it?
Yeah. I mean, when we pass
one?
Too close to people, we just try not to breathe.
I think she's even dumber than
the first.
Wait, she
say you try not to breathe?
Yeah. She said you pass by people and you try not to breathe. She forgot her masks back in Illinois, and you certainly can't buy them or make one.
They don't
anymore.
Make them in South Carolina?
Nowhere.
I guess not.
Oh, my God.
She's dumber than the first guy.
Another challenge. Almost 140,000 American deaths into the crisis. Many people see the COVID scare as overblown.
I mean, people die of stuff all the time. I don't know why I would change my life to, you know, be afraid of this. There's plenty of stuff to be afraid of. This is certainly not one of them.
Did you see that young
Thank
lady?
Thank you, Bill, the science guy.
That young lady with the blonde hair
yeah.
and the curvy figure? That lady is a lady that I would call a boner maker. She is a boner maker. B-O-N-A-H-M-A-K-A-H.
People are dying.
Boner maker.
She's stacked.
She was stacked. She was stacked. Kind of annoyed at her husband's comments, too. I think she just goes along.
I think she's bummed that they're on camera.
I think so.
It's captured. Now, if I just saw that right now.
Either that or she said.
I had to boo-boo.
That'd be one possibility. If I just saw that out of the blue, I would think, oh, they're running some clips from March?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people said that in March.
He's from Phoenix.
Yeah, getting out of the heat. But they have but a lot of people have it in Phoenix. Yes. They had 120 deaths today, I think. Oh, do we have the death total today, by the way?
I haven't seen it.
You know what, though? I mean, you asked a question about this the other day. There are some people who cannot absorb something that is contrary to what they want to believe. So no matter how much you tell them.
I don't get that because I fully accepted that Kevin Connolly has red hair now based on the Twitter results. I saw the results this morning.
That was like the Mike Clark salmon pink. We voted on it, and once we vote, it's done. Pink.
To me, it's still brown, but you know, the mob has spoken. It's red hair. I'll admit I was wrong, and Kevin Connolly has red hair.
Same.
Well.
I'm really sorry.
Brandon, I was surprised you fell for that.
Well, I mean, I am around gingers a lot. I live with two of them, and Kevin Connolly is no ginger.
There are degrees of gingerism.
That's correct. That's
so
also
So what degree
true
ginger is Connolly? Is he fifth degree
my girls
ginger?
Are very blonde red, but he's very, I guess, dark brown red. I don't know.
Well, I just want to go back quickly to the business of minding.
Mm. He's 3'8", by the way.
You notice that in Italy and Spain and
sheep.
Yeah, those sheep-like countries that people did what they told them to do. And it was kind of like, got to get this curb down, and they really got it down. And so did a number of countries. I mean, when you look at that Worldometer or whatever I have, and it's got all these countries there, and I go through there every day, and I go, oh, my God, they got no deaths. They have like cases. All these countries. It's like they're done with it practically, or at least they're in great position if it starts
to bounce
up. They're
back to work and having festivals.
So
947 new deaths today in the United States, according to the CDC.
947?
According to the CDC.
That's about what it was yesterday, too, I think.
Unless this is yesterday's.
But what's the day before? What's the day? What's the number before that number you just read?
It says updated July 16th. I don't know. I'm just looking, you know, total cases, total deaths, how many are new, and how many that's why they updated.
What's happening is the death level
2,000.
Is at about 1,000 a day. And
I have to boo-boo.
Okay, go ahead. Appreciate your honesty.
I had to boo-boo.
Anyway. There's about 1,000 a day, and the total number is up around, it's like 60,000 cases or 65,000 cases. The good news is, when we were losing 2,500 people a day, or was it 3,000? Close to 3,000 the most?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. The number of cases was 25,000. So we've gone 25,000 cases and 2,500 deaths or in that neighborhood. I think it was more than 2,500. I don't think it ever went over 3,000 in a day, though. But now we're at 75,000 cases and the deaths are 1,000. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of holding. I think it's going to go higher because we keep getting more cases. So I don't know how deaths can't go a little higher. But the point is, it seems to have weakened greatly.
Yeah,
but every time I talk about this, I swear to God, I'll get three emails tomorrow going, the deaths are delayed, Drew. But you've been sending me those emails for like 3 weeks now. So I agree, they are delayed. But are they delayed 6 weeks? Because they'd have to be delayed almost 7 or 8 weeks. And it's when people get real insistent about this that I do start feeling like people really are rooting for the coronavirus. Yeah. Give it time. It'll get up there. But anyway, you know, as far as the theory of minding, which I know it's a really...
That was a quick boo-boo.
Oh, it was a quick boo-boo. Good for you. Good for you.
She said she hadn't gone number 2 in 10 days, but today was D-Day.
Definitely not 2 minutes of hot dog water.
My equation today was that between the fact that the country doesn't mind anymore, we don't mind our leaders.
No.
We don't believe them. We don't mind them. So we got all these wild cards doing what they're going to do. Then the other problem is not only do we feel we don't need to mind for the larger good, we really don't have law and order anymore. And I think people like Jake Paul, this prick having this big party.
Did you see the Inside Edition coverage of that story?
Are you referring to the bulldozer in the backyard?
Yeah.
People taking bulldozer rides?
An excavator. With
a big hook.
But that's
people
not
were
even
jumping
the...
to hang on the hook, and they would move the hook around in a circle.
But that wasn't
I've done that.
That wasn't even the most amazing part of the story to me. The amazing part of the story was the guy driving the excavator.
He's doing a good job.
Did you see that part about it?
I didn't know.
Let me cue it
who
up.
Who was it?
I'll cue it up
okay,
for you.
Okay, well, that's a good chance for me to get caught up. Because Royal Oak, man, oh, man, this has turned into just a fabulous promotion. Right. Because, and I do have an interest in it because I'm a partner at Mesa, full disclosure. But, you know, they put this together. You know, we'll get Lyft to take people in because people don't want to park. They don't want to have to walk too far. They don't want to be in, you know, have to pass people or however they feel. We'll get the $10 off Lyft. You do the go to Royal Oak, GO2RO, $10 off of the ride there. Then you go have your fun. Hopefully you're using the $20 that we gave you, which, by the way, our audience is so greedy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they're
it's
nuts.
Awesome,
they're,
though. They want people to spend the money.
Not greedy. They're thrifty and mindful.
The Downtown Development Authority, I mean, if people didn't like free stuff like Maz does, this would be a total failure.
But I thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich.
We still love free stuff, and it's a free $20, Royal Oak bucks. All you have to do is go to visitroyaloak.com. And
a link right on our site, by the way. For anybody that can't find it.
I guess you have to click the link, or you have to sign up for RO... It's the newsletter.
Isn't it?
Royal Oak in the...
Oh, RO in the know.
RO in the know. There you go. And then they will send you the credit card for the $20.
I've used it.
Really?
It's actually really easy, too. It gets mailed in.
A card?
It looks
I'm
really
I'm going to ruin this magazine when I get home.
God, gross. It's not an actual card, Trudy. It's just an email with the card number. Works like a credit card.
But
though.
You can use it online. Like if you see, Funky 7, I want to get a t-shirt. And they sell it online. Oh. You can use the Royal Oak bucks online. And this is money to the merchants. So they're loving this. Because our audience has eaten up $260,000.
Oh, that's awesome.
Out of $400,000 they have budgeted for this. So there's still money there. If you haven't gotten your Royal Oak bucks, go to visitroyaloak.com. Sign up for RO in the Know, the newsletter, and then you'll hear about things going on at Royal Oak occasionally. That's how you get your $20. They'll send it to you. You'll be on your way in no time. People are already spending the money. I thought like tomorrow would be when they start spending the money. And the coolest part of this is we have this tracker which shows us in real time when the Royal Oak bucks are used.
Yeah, you're on the grid now.
Oh. I am on the grid.
No, I mean, if people use this, you're on the grid.
And I got, and there's no personal data or anything. It's not like it's, you know, giving up your identity to anyone. It just tells us where
Stop
you're spending the money.
Following me.
So of all the places in Royal Oak, where do you think our audience would be spending their Royal Oak bucks?
I'll give you guys a hint, too, because it's a place that we've talked about.
In the commercial.
In the commercial, the last couple of days.
It's not Mesa. In fact, Mesa is behind. Bumped. Yeah.
Lily. Noir Leather?
Not Lily's. Lily's has had a bunch too, though. That was my guess, Trudy, not Noir.
No.
But you're closer, though, because it's retail.
Right. Personally, I'm blown away that people are spending it everywhere. Yeah. They're eating.
Deco Doug's?
Getting closer.
No, Deco Doug has not signed up for the flipping program.
What?
It's all the participating bars, retailers, and almost everyone is on this thing, except for my two favorite retailers in Royal Oak, which are Metals and Time. I wore two watches today. I got Metals and Time. Anybody notice my two watches?
What?
They're pretty cool.
Wait, so they didn't sign up?
No, they didn't. So I was
for your
like,
information. That watch costs $6,000.
I got it for less than that.
Deco Doug's didn't sign
Deco
up.
Deco Doug is.
Hi, Doug. Guess you got a pretty small penis.
Doug's a little old school. He's going to answer my text message probably by tomorrow, I would guess. I sent it to him yesterday. He could be like, Doug, you know Doug. Do you know Doug? Anybody know Doug besides me?
I do not know him.
Doug's a great guy.
Can't you have Matt go down there and threaten him or something?
I'm going to call Matt. I'm going to call Matt right after the show because we need to get Deco Doug on this. Because Deco Doug, my house is decorated in Deco Doug. And my wrist is decorated in medals and time. They've got beautiful watches there. They got engagement rings. Evan got his engagement ring for Alyssa with Sergio at Medals and Time. So if you do go in there and say, I know Drew's a good customer, and he sent me in here, so I want the Drew discount.
Yeah, all right.
See what happens. But, okay, the $20. There's one place. I thought there'd be, 20 certificates used so far. 20 Royal Oak bucks, $20. Mm-hmm. There's over 100. And that was as of way early today. We've only been doing this for 3 days. Because it runs a day behind.
That's a successful promotion.
It's killer. I can't believe how good it's gone. Anyway, the number one location, 15 people have spent their $20 at UHF, the record store.
Well, good for you.
I'm surprised.
I was like, what? And of course, this show has a lot of music lovers in it. So I'm not totally shocked, but... and I have shopped there myself. In fact, I was excited beyond what I should have been excited because I walked in there and they have pins, old rock and roll pins.
Yeah.
And I saw the Paul McCartney Ram pin. And I'm like, I didn't even know there was a Ram pin. And they had four of them. I bought all four.
I didn't even know that existed.
So then I moved down to refrigerator magnets.
Really?
I got the Sid and Nancy magnet. I got the Clash magnet. I got a Bowie magnet, yeah, which is the Aladdin Sane one. Very cool.
I missed out, man.
My refrigerator rocks.
I need a trip to Lucky 7 for t-shirts. I really do. I need more rock t-shirts. I want to on my other
Lucky
one.
7 or Funky 7.
My refrigerator rocks.
It does. You've seen it.
And yeah, now that the ice maker works.
That makes it even rock harder.
It works. It works while I'm not there.
I know.
So that's how I got the name of fridge.
I don't believe that.
It's pretty dubious, Trudy, as to whether I'll be working when you do get here.
Yeah, probably not.
It's had a couple of vacations. So
well, I was making sure I ate the ball.
I don't even know what he said there than making
I don't either.
Sure.
I have no idea. Anyway, I got my magnets, I got my pins, and I started going through the 45 box. They got multiple boxes of 45s, and these are good 45s with the pictures. I mean, if you're a collector, you'd love to go there.
So, I'm looking for 45.
I start going through there and I find a pristine cover for one of my favorite 45s of the 1980s.
What?
Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh, really?
The Berkeley, Michigan graduate. Barely. That
what is. 45?
Whenever You're in My Mind.
Oh,
my mind.
Nice.
I love that song. I love it. It's a very special meaning to me.
Oh.
It does.
Where's your turntable?
Maz got me one. It's a close-in play. It's up on the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but I just like having it. I don't know if that makes sense. I can play it on
like Doug.
I can play it on Google Play with 20 times the quality anytime I want.
I know. And it doesn't take up space either.
Anyway, thanks to everybody who's participating in this. I mean, we're giving him $20. So, and it seems, I really felt like Royal Oak is sort of the epicenter of the show. I don't know why I think that. I just want to think that.
Yeah.
Because I've lived there. I love Royal Oak. I love Ferndale. I like
centrally,
Berkeley.
Centrally located.
Yeah, I just like this area. And it seems to prove my point. But anyway, here are the new people participating after they saw how much money
everybody
had.
Oh, there's new ones.
I didn't
know that. Okay, great.
Medals in Time.
Oh, about time.
That's a nice place.
Lockhart's Barbecue.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Royal Oak Brewery.
Oh, that's a nice place.
526 Piano Bar.
Oh, that's a nice place.
I've never even been up there.
I haven't either. Every time I see that somebody spent $20, I go, oh, I want to go there. I haven't been there in a while. Or I walked by there 20 times. I need a lot of Royal Oak bucks. There's Fifth Avenue.
I didn't even know that existed. I've never even been up there.
La Roche.
What's that?
I don't know what La Roche is.
That's a nice place.
Can somebody look it up? About Face Salon.
Are you pronouncing
that's a nice place.
La R-O-C-H-E.
L-A-R-O-C-H-E, like Dr. Roche.
Oh.
And then Jolly Pumpkin.
Next. And that's a nice place.
There's also free parking through August.
In the structures, cool. Right?
Yes, in the structures. And they're all over.
It's an art gallery, it says.
Oh, okay.
La Roche?
Yeah, they've always had some cool art galleries Remember C-Pop?
Yeah. The
gallery was great.
Is this place.
The greatest day in art history in Royal Oak was when Larry Schwartz brought in the John Lennon collection. Oh, man.
I remember that on Washington Street.
It was at the Baldwin, the old Baldwin Theater.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the Baldwin Theater's doing. That's a nice place.
That's a nice place.
So, Brandon.
I've never even been up there.
Why don't we do the boner line while we're here, which would be brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code Drew. It's got the beautiful stand. Oh, you get this. I'm just saying someone.
It's just someone.
Somebody
with Terry Hatcher?
Was as proud of their stand as I think it should have been, and they were really admiring it, maybe a little too much. The stand stopped performing properly.
Really?
Yes. They contacted Manscaped, and they sent them a new one.
Oh, wow.
So Manscaped.
Do I know this person?
I don't think so. They stand behind the stand, and they stand behind the 3.0 lawnmower.
Well, I know if the light went out on that lawnmower, I'd complain. I would get a new one.
Yeah.
The light's huge.
The LED light.
It's huge.
Yeah, the you can really see what you're doing there. So anyway, manscaped.com, promo code Drew, and they bring you the boner line.
Quick palace memories. I believe the first show was Sting at the Palace, and then the second show was Pink Floyd, Momentary Lapse of Reason Tour. Saw the Dead there, 94, 95. Jerry was smoking, dude. Diabetic guitar coma.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
I have a separated at birth from Monday, July 13th, 21 minutes and 12 seconds. Drew is separated at birth with Brandon's daughter, Maddie, singing the Frozen song.
Yeah, don't they start going, oh!
Yeah,
they can do that.
Audio separated at birth, Drew saying Disneyland. That was just Adam Sandler in the movie Bulletproof saying Disneyland.
Disneyland is open.
Disneyland.
I do want to comment on the amount of harassment that poor Brandon gets for his delicious meals. I'm about Drew's age, and I always tell young men that I talk to, if you're going to get married, marry someone that can cook. Those are my words of wisdom.
What a sexist!
Sweetheart, slow down. When you keep eating like that, you'll be big as a barn.
The Amber Heard situation reminded me of a drop. The malicious fecal distribution.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
I have a couple of drop suggestions for you. Anything by the Man Show Boy. You guys used to play a ton of them.
It's a good thing you have a nice rack, because you sure are boring to talk to. Your mouth says no, but your fat gut says yes.
Hey, guys, great show. I've been missing some hockey recently. I'd like to hear that parody hockey game you used to play back in the day with guys that had names like Slap It Off and Whack It Off.
It's a Chug It Off line with Beat Him Off and Wax It Off on the wing.
And I think we're going to have a high sticking call. The Russian referee Likatov raises his right hand.
Check your fillings, baby.
Drop I'd like to hear is Carolyn Clifford from Channel 7 News talking about a python between her legs.
I'm going to tell you what. Oh, I almost crashed with hot coffee between my legs. But, you know, you put a python between my legs. Oh, man. The thought.
I am missing the drop of Homer Simpson where he would say, you know me, Marge. I like my homosexuals flaming.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
Yeah, I really love the Charles Manson drops. Haven't heard those in a while.
Do it. Get it done.
And also the Tim Meadows drop. It is the fault of the Wang.
It is the fault of the Wang. I should cut this thing off.
You're not going to cut it off.
I know. That's the craziest thing I've ever thought of.
I had the boo-boo.
That's
is
it.
Is that it? All right.
Short little boner run. Line.
It's cute. Nice little boner.
Is it possible that wearing two watches could become a look?
No.
No way?
No, it's pretty stupid.
Are they in the same time zone?
Yes.
Maybe if
can't
one...
Can't you see them?
Yeah, she can see them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe these aren't the right two watches to put together.
If one was a smart watch, maybe, but then I think people would just think you were weird.
I just threw it out there because I've never worn two watches before. And I just
I think you need to put two more on.
Well, I brought two more down. I was thinking the same thing, Trudy.
Yeah. Oh, cool. That's
so ridiculous.
I know. But I just thought
hit it harder.
Watches are an adornment. They're not.
Yeah.
We don't need time.
I used to wear one all the time, and I just, I don't know. Why bother?
Well, I want to. It's funny. I looked at my watches today. I haven't worn them in a while. I was like, I need to start wearing my watches. I got so many watches. I love watches. And it's the only thing I seem to love that's of any fashion.
Why don't you do something crazy?
It's
like
flashy.
Wear Nick Cannon turban. Get one of Nick Cannon's turbans that he sells.
Well, the last fashion idea I had, because I am.
Well, you really like that Auschwitz survivors, you know, Holocaust uniform. I thought that was pretty sharp.
I know, that was. I mean, the
jumpsuit.
That was really funny.
Stumbling into that was just like, what?
That's
not possible.
Again.
I thought you were kidding.
It's really funny.
And then previously, because I can't, I really feel like I would like to conform to what an adult should wear. Like my Clark started conforming to what an adult should wear. Yeah. And I thought, that's what I should be doing. I should be wearing nice shirts and things like that. But I couldn't do it. And so then I saw that picture when I had eye black on in college. I thought, I'll wear eye black all the time because that's the coolest I've ever looked. I'm not wearing my baseball uniform, but I thought, what if people went, fuck, is he nuts? He's wearing eye black all the time. I think it looks kind of cool, actually.
Well, that's like getting a face tattoo.
Except I can rub it off.
Well,
yeah.
Your appearance is comical to me.
Don't baseball players look cool wearing eye black?
Some do. Will Clark did. Yeah.
Always.
Do they wear it anymore?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, some guys do. In fact, for a while there, Bryce Harper would put it like all over his cheeks and stuff like that.
I was going to say, I only like eye black when there is a biblical quote written on it, like Tebow used to do.
Oh, yeah. We never did that. What? But I DH'd most of the time. My first 2 years, I DH'd every single game and always wore eye black. I wasn't in too much danger of losing the ball in the sun.
Say you wouldn't need it.
But when I saw people putting it on, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a veteran. I use eye black, too. I'd never worn eye black before, so I just thought I was being one of the guys. And
that misses for ball four, and Robinson says, I'm walking here.
I learned to dig eye black.
All right. Can I show you this Jake Paul party?
Yeah, show me the party, but hang on 1 second.
Uh-oh.
I just want to complete this thought. With the virus, I think we have a combination of a country that won't mind. I mean, that's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yes.
And also, the collapse of law and order is part of that. Because
the virus.
And I'm referring to not just the fact that, you know, police are just in this trepidatious state where, oh, God, you know, what do I do? I think even the female that shot that guy with the knives, wasn't she really trying to be careful? I thought she was extremely careful.
She handled it perfectly.
But he got very close to her.
Missing the first couple shots, but yeah. I didn't say it for that. I just mean, other than that, it was handled perfectly.
She was like 2 for 6, wasn't she? I mean, that's 333.
No.
What, Brandon?
I don't know, just from watching the body cam, maybe the first one or two missed, but I don't know. I just think that he just kept coming and...
No, she handled...
Well, she might have been 4 for 6, 667, which, yeah. I mean, that's pretty good baseball.
I know this is off the subject and you want to complete that thought, but did you happen to see the guy that they tased 50 times?
Wow!
Today?
No, it was on this morning on ABC. There was a story, so it must have been it must have happened in the last couple of days or a week ago.
Does he have some kind of superpower now?
Wait, how do you... those tasers have like 3 tases in them, I thought. Don't they?
2 shots, yeah, unless it's the hand
kind. Because they were ragging that cop saying, well, you should have known there was no tasers left.
That's the kind you shoot. I don't know, was this a hand tase or they just kept...
Must have been.
Oh, like that thing.
Yeah.
Ooh,
man. Otherwise, they each reloaded 20 times.
He wasn't auditioning for Narcos, was he? Because they get a little crazy with that thing.
No, he died, by the way.
Oh,
too.
The guy. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm just seeing the story now. This is in Oklahoma.
Glad I brought up Narcos.
Yeah.
Damn it. Why am I stumbling into every fucking thing now?
Being charged with murder, too. I did not see this story.
What happened?
Yeah.
Firing their taser more than 50 times. Two officers.
Brandon Dingman and Joshua.
Good Taylor. Job, Dingman.
So these are not taser guns.
No, there must be something, some alternative to that, unless they had like 10 of them on their hips.
I'm not kidding. I have absolutely heard of people dying from being tasered. I mean, that's a fact. It happens.
Taylor fired his 30 times. Dingman could only get off 23 shots.
I have never heard of anyone shooting a taser more than like, I mean, I don't think I remember anybody getting tasered 20 times or 10 times. Do you guys?
He was tased four minutes in a 9 minute span.
And what happened when they tased him? I mean, was he just like on the ground, not moving when they were tasing him the 40th and 41st and 42nd?
They lied in the report. They said they only used their tasers four times.
Yeah.
The video?
Come on. Wouldn't we know more about this if there was video?
Well, I suspect we would. Now,
but they do have a record, I guess, that, you know, the taser, just like a bullet, you know how many charges there are.
This actually happened last year. They're just being charged now.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a lot. I don't know what the number a lot is, but there's quite a few cases now that I'm sure some of them are good and I'm sure some of them aren't good, but anybody who thinks they can, you know, go back and there's something questionable at the time that maybe brushed over or whatever, all those things. In fact, Beyonce and is this the case? Beyonce and Jay-Z were insisting, I forgot how they put it, but they were rather insistent that it will be looked at.
Which case?
I don't know. I thought maybe it was the taser.
No, you know, it's funny. I don't even know what ethnicity the victim is. I assumed white because it was
white.
No,
I totally assumed
you're
black.
Thinking of the I think terrible, you're thinking of though. The Rihanna and Jay-Z who are demanding justice for DJ Henry.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That dude.
As I Dan said, Roy, DJ Henry.
There are many cases that are going to be looked at.
I don't know that. I don't even know
and,
that.
You know, Trudy, when you started talking about the story, I immediately assumed that the person was black that died. And if you had said he was white, I would have felt a little relief, which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Because, no, but I don't think I'm alone in that.
No, I don't
think a
you
lot
are
of white people would feel the same way.
Yeah,
although it's still a cop doing something bad, very bad.
But why would the police 50 times? Come on, that's like, who's the guy they shot 800 times in New York City? Amadou Diallo?
Yeah, 47.
Well, I mean, putting a plunger up somebody's ass more than six times, I think, is really
Giuliani
bad.
Time! It's Giuliani time!
Sorry.
That, too.
I'm sorry.
That's the disturbing part of it, I think.
What was his name? I just want to be respectful.
Abner Louima?
Abner Louima.
Amadou Diallo was shot.
My apologies to the Louima family.
And the guy did say it's Giuliani time while he was doing
it. He did. No, he did.
It must have been really confusing.
I think that was said a few times. In fact, I remember seeing the guys that did that and going,
freaking Giuliani!
Like, they actually, someone went to the bathroom, got a plunger, and the other guy said, oh, yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah.
And they must have pulled his pants down, or, I mean, just cut a hole in his pants.
They probably liked it.
Oh, I'm sure they were saying that. Yeah. You know they were saying that.
Did you see the...
And the guy lived! I mean, his
yeah. Did he change his name?
Abner Louima?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it'd be something you'd want witness protection for. I would not want to be the guy that got plunged during Giuliani time.
No, especially when they do.
You can't take a boo-boo ever.
Seriously, his ass, not his ass, but his
intestines,
his colon and rectum, I think there were quite a few rectum. Tears.
Yeah. Well,
I think he had multiple surgeries.
Yeah.
It
was grim.
That was
over the line.
This all reminded me.
It was harsh.
I wanted to get your opinion. You haven't even talked about this off the air to me. The protest in support of the Priscilla Slater, the woman who died in custody with Harper Woods.
Oh,
that remember that story?
Yes, she is black too. Correct.
Yeah,
of course she is.
Yeah.
That is the weirdest story. Let me just finish this stupid thing.
Oh, we're still talking about that.
Well, I was trying to. I just want to get it over with because I don't want to go back to it later. The later I go back to it,
the
more undone it feels.
Gladly.
The thing I was trying to point out was just how the breakdown in the ability to get the country to mind. It's not just that certain people, especially these 20-year-olds, I don't know. Don't they have parents? Wouldn't you think that maybe their parents would go, hey, you fuck. What are you doing at Jake Paul's stupid party? I saw it on the news.
They don't listen to their parents.
But they can.
Yeah, their parents went to Woodstock during a pandemic.
That's true. That'd be great ammunition for them too.
Well, how many are living? How many of them are living with?
I don't know.
Either?
I just would think at this point, as much attention as this has received, I would think that most kids would just do the right thing. That's all. I realize they want to get laid and they like getting drunk, and I probably would be no better than any of these people. But I'm just saying, I just think we minded better. And part of the breakdown is And I don't want to sound like law and order, like the way people use it in political discussions. Mm-hmm. But when I say law and order, I mean, you know, all these cases. No one is afraid of the police anymore. In fact, when they surround a police car, you know, a protest, for example, they'll be banging on the car and yelling. And on Friday last week.
Let me ask you this. Should you be afraid of the police, quote unquote?
I don't want. I've always been afraid of the police. If I see a policeman pulling me over, I'm nervous, and I'm not even sure why I'm nervous.
I don't want people to be afraid of. I think they should respect them.
There is no respect for the police. There's none.
I don't want people to fear them.
I take it back. There are so many people who say that every time my son leaves the house, I'm afraid the police are going to murder him, which is. The chances of that happening are infinitesimal. Sure. They're so small.
I know, but we know they get pulled over more often.
No, but we're talking about murder. Yeah. They use the word murder.
I know.
In fact, Catherine Heigl said, I've got an 8-year-old son. I adopted a black son. And as he gets older, I'm going to be concerned every time he leaves the house that he's going to get murdered.
People have a lot of irrational fears about things.
But that fear, someone needs to work on reducing that fear because that is not a rational fear. They're not murdering lots of people, or even this conversation is so ridiculous. Why did I come back to this? Anyway, the point was that the police are not respected, and you'll see it over and over and over. There's so much footage of it. Last Friday, the throwing bottles and rocks, and you know, I don't mean to be a dick about this, but the idea that you're so afraid of the police that they're going to murder you, and yet it seems like these crowds are goading the police. They're trying to get them to do something. And the protesters at the school today were getting really rowdy, too, and they ended up arresting 11 people. And all I could think was, I feel so bad for the police. I mean, what a terrible time to have to deal with all this crap because they're not respected. They're the worst people in the world. They're murderers. And they're racists. And by the way, that gets yelled at them a lot. So you have the lack of respect for the police in many, many cases. Not everybody, but a lot of people do not respect the police. A lot of people, it's a lot worse than that. They're racists. Then you have people who feel, and this has been a growing thing, that the law is optional in some cases. And today's example was the governor of Georgia. There are multiple places in Georgia that have made mask laws. They've passed local mask laws.
Yeah.
And if I'm misconstruing this, tell me. The governor today said, don't worry about those laws. You don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
He
said those laws are invalid.
Now, maybe.
That's why people don't mind authority sometimes, because authority acts like a jackass.
Meanwhile, he was wearing a mask when he met the president, I think, 2 days ago, and when he was going around the state. It's like, well, why
he's
can't...
He's suing that Atlanta mayor right now over the mask mandate.
This case, though, and I'll point out a couple other ones, is that this didn't used to happen.
Right.
It really didn't. You know, and I was thinking, is my memory, were laws optional? Did they have sanctuary cities where, you know, you didn't have to worry about the law if you were a certain type of person? I'm not judging sanctuary cities. I'm just saying that was not something that happened. And it's just this idea that I'm right, you're wrong. And the other side says, I'm right, you're wrong. And in fact, Trump said, hey, let's send everybody to the sanctuary cities. And, you know, it almost becomes a joke. The other one is warning people when ICE are coming. They started warning people that ICE is coming. So people would miss the raids, which, honestly, that doesn't really bother me. But people would never do something like that. And we have sheriffs in Michigan who have said, no, worry about that mask thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the governor is getting... You know, the best, most beloved people in the entire state to go to a press conference and make a promo that, you know, you must wear a mask. And then you pick up the paper and it's like, yeah, we won't be worried about that over here in this county.
Yeah.
I think there's a total breakdown.
That just means they still recommend you wearing them, but they're not going to write you that $500 ticket. Well,
the point I'm trying to make is that this did not used to happen. Not because we were a police state, but just because we didn't have division like this. So people never would go out on a limb and say, you know that law? Fuck that. And yeah, you know, these people who are illegally, bring them to my county because we're going to be a sanctuary city and we won't enforce anything. And people that were here illegally, and that's honestly the illegal people in the country is one of the biggest parts of this problem is because They have never fixed it. They've never compromised, never found a way to make this go away. So there's this endless ball, this giant medicine ball that no one can seem to agree on what to do. So it becomes this, you know, this never ending problem. And the one side says, you cannot do anything to these people. You can't, you know, bring ICE in on them. Come to our city. There's multiple sanctuary cities. And then, you know, meanwhile, we want ICE to chase them around. And so people are saying, you know, they're tipping off on ICE, which, you know, you could easily compare to what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. He was tipped off on raids, too.
I just think now, and you're right, I agree with you, but I think a lot of it is because there's just a an anti-expert feeling where, I know as much as that guy. And I think
the internet has something to do with that, I think.
With doctors, I mean, how many people go into their doctor and say, I need this medicine because I've self-diagnosed.
Yeah.
Or it happens, you see it in universities where they're not students anymore, they're customers, so they demand a lot of things from a professor because they just think they're on par with them. And you see it in government. You know, because we know a lot of them are clowns, but you see it with science. You see
personally,
that a lot where people...
I could not believe the number of people who have argued over medical issues during the coronavirus. It's like,
I know.
You're not a doctor. You might have read something, and surely you can quote it, but don't tell me, you know, was it... This seems like a year ago. Trump was saying that he was taking hydrochloroquine.
Hydrochloroquine, yeah.
And of course, people go, why does he taste not? Doesn't even have coronavirus. And so, you know, that's dumb. And the next day, Nancy Pelosi is saying he should not be taking hydrochloroquine because he's obese or whatever. And it's like, you're not a fucking doctor either. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. And people then, of course, comment is, I think he's taking coronavirus. It's a great idea because he does this. He shouldn't be taking coronavirus. And it's like, what has happened?
Morbidly obese.
Anyway, it's just a brew.
Okay, Drew, let me ask you this, though. Weren't parents in that era, when you feel like people minded each other or minded the government, weren't they more authoritarian than parents now?
Yes, absolutely.
Because baby boomers as parents view their children more as colleagues.
That's what parents are talking about.
This is what you did not hear when we were kids.
Boomer.
Is that, my mom's my best friend. Or, me and my dad are best friends. Or,
I don't know.
Best friend.
I still hear Tom Mazoway say his father is his best friend. His father was the best man at his wedding.
Wait, what?
Well, wait a second. Wait, I'm not saying that nobody would ever have a parent as their best man at a wedding. That's a little different.
I didn't know that Sammy Mazoway was his best man.
Sammy Mazoway was the best man at Tom Mazoway's wedding. Yeah.
And the father of the bride?
Wow. But if we called Maz up,
father of the
do girl. You think he would say that his best friend is Sammy Mazoway?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Brandon?
You know, it'll either be yes, or he'll say some other name, and then we'll say, what about your dad? And he'll go, oh, yeah, him too. He was my best man. That's what, he'll probably either say.
I think his first response
will be Painter or something.
His response will be someone with four-syllable last name. That's my guess. Yeah, it'll not be Mazoway. Yeah. Trudy?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Some Italian name from Jersey.
Should we call him?
Yeah. I think it's...
Joey,
it might be
somebody,
his kids,
but
though,
if you
too.
Go.
I think it might be his kids.
Ish.
In 5 years, it will be. I don't think he's ready to say they're his best friends.
What if he blows our mind and says, it doesn't... What if he says Kathy?
That would surprise me. He might say that. He actually might say that, because Maz is all about family. Family is number one to him.
100%. But I don't... Are you texting him?
What's that?
Are you texting him?
Yeah.
You just want me to call him?
Yeah.
Texting him what to say.
Pick up the phone. No, I'm just saying pick up the phone. I swear to God, I'll show you.
You're messing with my
answer. We could all do that. Let's all text him what to say.
You want me to lose.
No,
you don't want Sammy Mazoway to be his best friend.
No, look. See what I wrote?
No.
Maz, pick up the phone when we call. That's what it says. I swear to God.
Mark, you can see it.
By the way, for some reason, I laugh every time I hear the drop.
Daddy.
Either you butt out or
yeah.
Butt out. We could also ask about
that one gets me.
The horse that was assaulted. Wasn't there a horse assaulted recently?
Yeah. Well, all the time.
No, I mean a big story. I'll look for it. Oh, come on, man. Let's just make this easy. Can I help to cheer you?
Tommy.
Hello.
Maz.
Hey, Drew.
How you doing, Maz?
Good. I'm out with the girls at B-Dub.
Oh, wow. You guys drinking?
Aww.
Yep. Lily's having a beer. Abby's having a gin and tonic. Yep.
Wait. I'm stupid. What's B-Dub?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, okay. That's a good healthy dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just me and the girls. When Kathy's away, the mice will play.
Oh, that's why.
Wait, where's Kathy?
She's out with her girlfriends tonight. I don't know what she's doing, but she's out, and that's all we care about.
Oh. Where's Jeter?
Jeter's at home, chilling.
Oh, what about Grandma?
Did Jeter impregnate any neighborhood dogs?
No, Jeter is, he doesn't have the equipment
anymore.
Oh,
he's spayed. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
you could have
tried.
This is some good jeans you cut off there.
Where's my dick?
You just Me Too'd a bunch of dogs in the neighborhood.
So, Kathy's
care packages.
Who's Kathy out with?
Her girlfriend.
Which one?
I'm not sure who she's with. She's with Susie. I don't know. Susie and the girl. Kim and the girl.
She sounds. All my hockey philosophy friends.
Isn't Susie your best friend?
She's wonderful. Kathy has lots of friends.
Okay. That was it's weird. I don't know why I thought of that, but we were just talking about something, and we were trying to get everybody to name their best friend as fast as possible, as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Cool.
And I had a prediction for you, but I'm not gonna say it.
He's thinking too much now. Just
who is your best friend?
No, I'm not. I can tell you in a second. I literally just brought this up to Lily 20 minutes ago. I'm like, do you have an Uncle Ralph in your life? Ralph Ocaraccio is my guy.
Hocaraccio.
Okay.
Is that five syllables or four?
Trudy is right.
Hocaraccio.
Trudy say that?
Chio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hocaraccio.
And what makes him your best friend?
We grew up together. We just did everything together. You name it, we did it.
Was Ralph...
is he your age?
Was he your best man at your wedding?
He's your age?
No, he was in my wedding.
Oh, okay.
He is my age, yeah.
Who is your best man?
You can't change your answer, by the way. Your answer is your answer, so that's done.
My best man is Brandon. My dad.
I think we have a winner.
Well, why isn't your dad your best
man? Your dad's your best man because your dad.
Yeah, he was Sammy Maz. I did everything with Sammy Maz.
The other thing is
everything.
Ralph being your best friend, you probably have second and third best friends, and if you pick Ralph, then you might bum out your friends. So it's easier to pick Sammy, right?
Oh, it was very easy to pick Sam, but it was a no question, Drew.
Right, for the reasons I gave.
It was a no question.
I wish I had a father.
Daddy.
I love it.
Wait, so do you think Sam knows stuff about you that Ralph doesn't and vice versa?
No, Ralph knows everything. Ralph knows where all the bodies are buried.
My dad does know a lot, though. He does.
If you were to have a threesome with a woman, who would you choose? Your dad or Ralph?
Daddy.
I'll choose Ralph.
Okay, thank God.
Thank you.
I was a little worried there for a second.
Well, I just had a Maz
reference. Why isn't Kathy your best friend?
Okay.
That's different. She's his wife.
Who knows more about you, Kathy or Ralph?
Ralph.
Ralph.
I agree with my wife.
She's starting to find out little by little.
Maz, there's been some speculation. Maz?
I'm here, buddy.
There's some speculation going on.
Go ahead.
Some people are saying that the reason you hate Blackbird is that you might have heard it right around Mother's Day 1985. Is that true?
That has nothing to do with it.
Really?
Zero.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just something people are saying.
I like it, though. That was a good call.
Well, it comes up a lot. People just cannot believe you like the Beatles and you don't like that song.
I know. I heard it's one of the greatest songs ever done by McCartney and the boys.
If it was White Bird, would you like it?
Oh, you know that, Mark. Of course. What a racist.
What a stupid question.
White Bird.
dumb.
You like the Black Crows?
Or
the White Stripes,
really.
Which one better?
I'm a racist.
Nah, they rock. They're too hard.
What if it was White Sabbath? Do you like White Sabbath?
White Stripes because they're Detroit.
White Stripes.
If it couldn't, Maz, is this accurate as far as your music tastes? If it has no possibility, if it's a band that will never chart on Casey Kasem's top AT40, it will not be a band you like.
correct, Drew. You got it on the money.
I knew it.
On the money.
Maz, do you like Johnny Rivers' version of what song was that, Drew?
Susie Q.
Johnny Rivers was very good back in the day. Now, who else can throw one out at me?
Maz, Secret Agent Man, you had to love that.
Oh, I love that song. Absolutely love that song.
Johnny Rivers had a string of amazing hits.
Did you like his follow-up song, Secret Asian Man?
No, I didn't. I missed that one. Sorry.
That was a Bob Rivers tune.
I figured that.
Bob won that stowed away in a plane, Secret Asian Man.
That's right. Oh, when the guy flew in the storage compartment? Yeah.
Secret Asian Man.
Can we find that?
Brandon's on it already.
Oh, Bob's got some great parodies. Oh, my God.
It was Secret Asian Man.
Yeah, it was Secret Asian Man.
Oh, it was seasick.
You sure it wasn't Seasick Asian Man?
You're right. It was Seasick Asian Man.
What is that? Is that about the plane?
He was a stowaway.
I thought it was. Now I'm totally confused. I
think there's not a boat.
Maz, I gotta say, there we go. Secret Agent Man. Wait, Secret Asian Man?
Seasick Asian Man.
Oh.
There's a man who seeks a land of strangers.
That's not Bob, though, is it?
Over 20 people crammed in small containers. But with every wave that breaks, his stomach churns and aches. Was this worth the 50 grand he borrowed? Seasick Asian Man, seasick Asian Man.
Hey, that's a catchy tune.
I hate to say this.
Someone that co-opted a Bob Rivers song and redid it himself.
That didn't sound
very
like
catchy.
Did not sound like a Bob Rivers parody. Can you find... I don't even want to say... I shouldn't like this, but... Do you remember when he did the parody of the Wilburys? Instead of End of the Line, it was End of My Life.
Oh,
when
George
Harrison was dying. Because George Harrison was dying for like months.
End of My Life. Yeah.
Wait, the End of My Life?
It was great.
Can you find that one?
Yeah,
I
can find it.
That was one of the funniest ones. Maz sent me a chart from, let's see, is this 1970, Maz? It's Casey's first chart, right?
Yeah, it was his first one.
Wow. Now that's something that's old.
Beat out Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
I was going to count them down, but that's okay. I noticed Make It With You by Bread. I know you like Bread.
Bread?
Nah, they were okay.
What?
They were too tough for him.
You got to admit, David Gates was a fabulous writer.
He was, but they were even a little soft for me.
What?
They were a little soft for me.
But did you not get a little misty when you heard If?
Oh, yeah. No, it's beautiful.
Right, it's a beautiful song.
Top three bands that are too soft for even you. Go. Bread? Who else? Sorry. What else? Who else you got?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know. too much to think about right
you gotta,
now.
You got to realize, now, if Bread, rather, they rocked it out with Guitar Man. Remember that?
Yes, of course.
That had some electric guitar in it.
Well, that's not, you know, they weren't really rocking it out, you know.
But they rocked out on
that
track.
Guitar Man. It was still a nice, slow, easy-going song.
But that guitar is, it's unsettling for Bread.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, no.
It's got the David Gates touch.
There it is. That.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud, baby? It's the Guitar Man.
This was a little jarring live for that crowd.
Do you want to ask Tom about that?
I do. Okay, I'm not done with the charts yet. Tighter and Tighter by Alive and Kicking.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's all I get.
You don't know.
Of course I do. Yes, I do.
You have to love that song.
Your only response is, oh, man.
Mark, every song on that chart, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tighter and Tighter, by the way. Alive and Kicking, they're a one-hit wonder. And Trudy, you remember any other songs? Do you know the song, Trudy?
I don't remember Alive and Kicking, no.
Tighter and Tighter?
I thought Tommy James did that one.
No, it's Alive and Kicking, and they are Jersey band, I think. Okay, here you go. Listen to this. This sounds like Holland Dozier Holland. Trudy? It's a good, I like it. I have to admit I like it. Funny story, though. When I was reading about One Hit Wonders and I saw Alive and Kicking, Tighter and Tighter, I thought, God, could they possibly be playing now? I did a deep dive, found them on YouTube, playing to I'd say a crowd of 150. And it was the encore, and they made a big deal out of it, and the crowd, I mean, as crazy as 150 people can get.
Tom, did you just get your food?
Oh, the food's been sitting here. It's already gonna get. It's already getting cold.
Oh, no.
Are there a lot of people?
Okay, quickly, we got to be quick on this end, Maz. I'm gonna leave this chart behind for another day. Did you hear that Mike Valenti, as predicted by Tony Paul last week, big changes at the ticket. Mike Valenti has a new partner, not a producer, a partner.
Yes.
Do you know who it is?
Rico Beard, of course.
It is. I got to tell you.
In the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Mark, did you predict that?
Predict what?
Were you thinking it was Rico Beard when we were talking about Tony Paul?
No, I didn't know who it would be, but we all kind of felt like the big news was going to be a minority hiring.
Yeah. If you listen to the rap, we predicted it.
Oh, you
did?
Predicted Rico.
We did. We predicted it.
Which show is that so I can enjoy the prediction?
Last week, check it out, when Rod Beard was on the phone with us. We brought it up.
Well, he probably knew. Rico. He wrote the story in the news. He probably knew.
No, we brought it up. We brought up...
sounds fishy.
Clarence brought up Rico.
Is there a DNA connection between Rod Beard and Rico Beard?
I don't think so. I think they're just good friends.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is Rod Beard black?
Yeah. I asked Rod once.
How can they not be related?
Everybody thinks we're brothers.
I swear to God. Because I thought they would have a beard. For some reason, I thought they were good friends. Maybe not.
They get a kick out of people thinking they're brothers or cousins.
You know, I want you two to kiss each other.
Maz, predictions on the Rico Beard with Mike Valenti show?
I think it'll be good. You know, Mike was doing good on his own, obviously. Number one, and, by a landslide in the afternoons. And all their shows have been number one in their slots. So they're all doing good. I thought Rico might get his own show, but they added him in. Mike was alone. It's a good call.
And by the way, it's not the Rico Beard with Mike Valenti show. It's the Mike Valenti right. with Rico.
Of course.
Maz, weren't you predicting that Rico would be in the afternoon and they'd move Mike Valenti to middays?
No.
No?
Come on now.
What? What?
Come on. Although,
they got rid of
when we went against them, we gave them a good run for the money back on the 105 one day.
That's true. Yeah. We did not.
97.1. Cool Weekends.
I was just bitching about this very topic the other day. I'll explain when we let Maz go eat his food. But what about Rico being a contrarian to Mike Valenti? Will Mike Valenti have problems with being maybe challenged?
I don't think he'll be a contrarian. I think they're both Spartan guys.
You think he'll just kiss his ass?
No, he won't kiss his ass because Rico will pay attention to not kiss his ass. He'll do a good job.
Might for a while.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'm serious.
Mike Valenti, he's not the most woke guy, and I'm not holding that against him. Could that be an issue?
Understood.
Maz doesn't seem to want to dive into this controversy.
I think the other interesting thing is what's happening to Mike Sullivan, Sully.
He did a really good job, I thought. He came out of it, too.
He did.
Kind of out of nowhere on that show to really kind of break out as the
He went
the
on his own. It was his decision from what I understand.
Well, he left?
Well, they did. Yeah. His contract was up, but they say he went on his own. But Brandon, didn't it sound like he's doing a podcast now? Was that?
It sounds like, I don't know what, I mean, it could
he's
be under any.
Company. A production company. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's working for a production company?
No, I think he's making his own.
I think he wants to start one.
Like an agency, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe I'll ask him for it.
I don't know if I would voluntarily leave that show.
I don't think I would either. I'm not sure about that move. But maybe he wanted to be behind the scenes.
But he was behind the scenes.
Maz, was that move predicted on the rap?
That move was not predicted on the rap. But you know what? They can't pay everybody, as you know.
Well, that's... so, that's kind of what
that's
I was getting.
What it is.
That's kind of what I was getting to is that, well, this contract's up and we want to add this.
Listen, I don't want to cause problems with the show because it hasn't even started yet, but I see there could be some issues. Maz, what if Rico begins to take on producer duties and not strictly be a partner?
I don't think we have to worry about that. They'll have Tom Izzo on. They'll have Mel Tucker on.
But Sully was the producer.
Tom,
the show's production value could suffer.
Will Michigan fans want to listen to that show?
Yes, probably even more now. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. To hate on it? Sure.
Yeah, to hate on it.
Okay, there's one.
Wait, Michigan fans can be pretty soft.
No.
Yeah.
I think Michigan fans love hating Mike Valeni because he picks on Michigan.
They love him.
He knows what
they
he's doing.
They love hating him. It's like the Howard Stern thing, right? The people that hated him listened to him the most.
I think people that hated Howard Stern listen to Howard Stern, but I think he has so many people that like him. It's just a small piece of the pie.
Oh, wait, here, Sullivan broke his silence about what he's doing next.
It was always my dream to work in a porn store.
Oh, he's going to
work in a porn store. Okay.
Wow.
Great.
Do production, some kind of production there. One final thing, Maz, just to sort of put a bow around this. Rico Beard, of course, is very connected. He has personal relationships. He's a guy that covers the events. He's in the locker room talking to Izzo after the game. He'll be talking to Mel Tucker and that sort of thing. He's got great relationships. Mike Valeni likes to be in the studio taking pot shots. Now, do you think Rico's going to take some heat when they challenge him on what Valeni said?
Yeah, he'll laugh it off because everyone loves Rico, especially in East Lansing. He's like the king of East Lansing, so he'll put the fires out that Mike starts, no question about it.
What about, some people are saying his Q rating is higher than Whitmer, is that true?
I think everyone's is, unfortunately.
How cold is your food?
It's ice cold.
What are you about to eat, Maz?
The girls ate all the fries.
Oh, man. Oh. I guess you'll have to order more. Yeah, hey, how many people are there?
Are you
socially distancing from other tables, and did you wear masks?
We're in the back patio, and it might be three tables combined back here.
Okay.
Sitting.
So I'll make sure you're safe.
Is it half full?
Nah, a quarter.
Really?
A quarter, yeah.
Okay.
Well, man, by the open window.
Enjoy, and I'm glad you and Mike are still best friends.
Oh, Ralph.
Ralph.
Yes.
What's Ralph's last name again?
Focaraccio.
Focaraccio.
Focaraccio?
Yeah.
Ralph Folk.
Okay, Maz, have fun. Say hi to the girls.
Thanks, guys.
Be safe.
I'm going to go back and listen to the rap.
All right, thanks. Hey.
Okay.
Bye, Tom.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
Can we find Ralph Focaraccio on Facebook?
Oh,
didn't we
ask him what his best friend is?
Yeah, I think we probably have him. We
see what he looks like.
What a great idea.
You want to call him to see
this little son of a bitch here is probably the best sidekick I've ever had.
Do we know how to spell his
name?
It's
always nice to know.
Ask him who his best friend is.
FOC.
Hey, Brandon, will you text Tom and just ask him for Ralph's phone number? Oh, no, because then he might call Ralph.
Yeah, I think he should.
Spelling?
Ask him if it's Pocaraccio or Focaraccio. Wait, is it?
It's Focaraccio, isn't it?
Is it Focaraccio? You just say that Drew's complaining you already forgot Ralph's last name, and then he'll spell it.
Okay.
Good one.
I'm going to ask Tommy for the last name so I can write it in the show notes.
Perfect. Oh, good one, good one.
Okay, Trudy.
Even better.
Tighter and Tighter was number 17. Someday we're going to have to look at that performance of this one-hit wonder band still performing live, and I believe it was 2018, to a sparse crowd. Not a great white crowd, but a sparse crowd. It was probably, I think it was worse than Men Without Hats on the Australian morning show with the safety weather dance forecast underneath them on the chroma key. Do you remember United We Stand by the Brotherhood of Man?
Oh, I remember the Brotherhood of Man, yeah.
For united we stand, divided we fall. It was a real heavy song.
Oh, that was like a real patriotic sounding song.
Yeah, it was. Song. See, that's how we used to be.
I never liked the story songs. I think I've said that before.
Oh, Louie Louie?
That's kind of in that genre, like Green Beret and all that.
Oh, like American Pie?
Oh, Green Beret, that was Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Yeah.
We did a parody with the Phoenix Suns with the Battle of the Green Beret.
Oh, boy.
Rembus is the rebound man. It's very popular.
Sounds like a great one.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
I can't believe Trudy didn't dig this.
Fearless men.
With your dad's NASA experience, I would think you would love the military.
Men who mean just what they say.
That dude's dying ASAP.
The brave men.
This was a huge hit.
Silver wings.
I could drum this song, by the way.
No, you couldn't.
I think I could.
These are men.
This and that one Coldplay song.
America's best. 100
I think that's part of it. The drum line, that little marchy thing. Yeah. I have always hated marching drums.
What? You don't like John Philip Sousa?
No, absolutely no.
Well, what do you listen to when you light up fireworks? Do you think the descendants of John Philip Sousa wait for July 4th because they make money on the rights?
That song from V for Vendetta. What is that one?
Which one?
Wait, the movie with Portman?
1918.
Is that the William Tell Overture?
I don't know.
No, that's an ELO
song. That was
before
Electricity.
Oh, no, that's 10531 Overture? Whatever that is. I love that ELO song.
Yeah.
Ooh, Child, checking in at number 12.
Great song.
By the Five Stair Steps. That was a good song. I like that.
Ooh, yeah. That was a cool one.
A little bubblegummy, but they definitely had a hook. Gimme Dat Ding.
Oh, gimme that ding.
I bet you Maz would love that song. I might text him.
Bang, ding, ow.
This is it? Pipkins?
By the Pipkins, yeah.
Oh my God, this is awful.
I know. How was this it?
Why is he singing like this?
It's Tom Waits.
It's Tom Waits.
Tom Waits is like this.
No, I have to say,
he's singing more like Wolfman Jack, baby.
Triple Threat Alec had the 45 by Vanity Fair that was at number 10.
Ooh, love this one.
A song called Hitchin' a Ride.
Yeah.
Hitchin' a Ride.
Ride.
Ride, ride, hitchin' a ride. The Wonder of You by The King at number 9.
Gotta get me home. My baby's side.
By the way, what is this list? I totally missed
The top, Casey's first top 40 he ever counted down in 1970.
Okay.
In May of 1970. At number 9, Elvis Presley, The Wonder of You, with the B-side, Mama Like the Roses. Hmm. Elvis did kind of a comeback in the 70s.
Bullshit.
After the Army. The British Invasion, he's another one that got wiped out by the British Invasion because remember he went to do those stupid movies?
Yeah.
Oh, because,
The Major,
Colonel Tom Parker.
Colonel Tom Parker.
Colonel.
Signed like a 10 movie deal for $1 million a movie. And so all the music he produced were movie soundtracks like Viva Las Vegas. Yeah. And really,
it's still a good song though.
Horribly trite songs. They were terrible songs.
That's a really incredible synopsis.
But then Elvis came out of it after, I think it was when he married Lisa Marie in Vegas, which we, of course, heard some of the great audio from his stage performances there when he started doing the two shows a day there. He was really one of the first big performers in Vegas. And then I think Suspicious Minds was kind of a comeback song, or Kentucky Rain, one of those two.
It's a great.
And then there was, of course,
what else? Where are we at on the list?
In the ghetto, and his mama cried.
I don't think it took Casey this long to get through the list, and he played the whole song.
Mark, I'm leaving out long distance dedications and things like that. At number 8, The Long and Winding Road by the Beatles, paired with For You Blue, a Georgia.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
At number 7, Just Like You, They Long to Be.
Close to you.
Ah, close to you.
Suddenly appear.
At number 6, a little lady by the name of Melanie. She has
Good
a hit called
Golly Miss Molly.
She had a big hit called Brand New Key, but this is not Brand New Key.
Beautiful
people.
It's ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Lay down candles in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good song, actually.
That's cool.
Wasn't bad.
What the fuck is this?
Possibly Melanie's best track.
What the fuck am I doing?
At number 5.
Hey, that's a catchy tune.
A Motown entry written by who else? Holland, Doja Holland. By a lady by the name of Freda Payne. Band of Gold.
Yeah.
At number 4, possibly.
It is a band of gold, yeah.
It was a catchy tune. At number 4, possibly the best song on the chart this week. And it was number 4 with a bullet.
More than The Long and Winding Road?
Well, you know, the Beatles were pretty used to being on the charts, whereas the Blues Image only got in there once with a track by the name of Ride, Captain, Ride. 72 San Francisco. That was a good track. Wait, that was a good tune.
Did Blood, Sweat, and Tears cover it too?
Probably, but you got to play Blues Image.
Oh, I know that. Him at all.
They were too busy watching. I guarantee you, Maz loves this song.
It's a good song.
What are they doing out there?
Brent is so into his dinner right now.
Here's the hook.
Ride, Captain, ride up on your mystery ship. Be the captain and the friends you have here on your trip.
Band,
Blues Image. I think they're a West Coast band. Number three was one of the Motown efforts to get into what they called psychedelic rock. Mm. The Temptations and Ball of Confusion.
Oh, the best song ever.
That's what the world is today. It's just a ball of confusion. It was a good track. Excellent. I mean, it's a great song. It was Norman Whitfield wrote it.
Is this the one that was covered by
Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Oh, I'm thinking of Land of Confusion. Never mind.
Oh, Bill Collins?
Yeah. I didn't know there's so many confusion songs.
I mean, this is a stretch for the Temptations. And I thought they did really well.
Ass.
Your folks walking around with their heads in the sky. City's a flame
in the summertime. Right. Band played it on.
The guy was Levi really Stubbs. Deep voice sings that then, right?
Levi Stubbs and the band played on for another 13 years for Levi until he was unable to play on. At number two, the Jackson 5.
Oh, cool.
The Love You Save. I think their first four singles were number one hits, and that may have been the fastest because they had what? ABC.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
Wait.
I love this song.
ABC. What did you say, Trudy?
And we can still like this song because he wasn't a pervert at this point.
If anything, was a victim. Trudy, what's the song I'm missing? There's I'll Be There, The Love You Save, ABC, and the fourth.
I Want You Back.
I Want You Back. Yes. Great. Another great song.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. I Want You Back.
You know, I thought this was the best part of, what was the movie when he died?
This Is It?
This Is It, yeah. The performance of his concert.
Bowl for
rehearsal.
Applause.
And I thought, not about that.
I want to watch that movie again.
I do too.
So good.
I forgot he was good at music. I just thought he was, good at hiding his molestation. Oh,
he's busy grooming the world, as you like to say.
Grooming the world. That was a lot of work. And number one was Mama Told Me Not to Come by the Three
Mama
Night.
Told Me Not to Come.
They were hot then. They had a lot of hits. They
were breaking news with Mort Crim. The other day, and I couldn't figure out why, but it's just like, put some whiskey in your... Oh, that was it, because I was drinking whiskey. Put your whiskey in your water.
Mark, can you play the breaking news sounder again, please?
Breaking news with Mort Crim.
While we were doing that, the thing delivered dinner to Brandon.
Oh!
Oh, right.
Was there just a hand and nothing else?
It was just a hand, yeah.
Really? Was it...
Why are you being so quiet?
Whose hand was it?
He's trying to swallow.
Oh, he's trying to... What did the thing bring you?
A sandwich.
That's it?
Yeah, ham turkey sandwich with chips and salsa. I don't think the shipped order came in. I don't think we have any groceries in the house.
Oh, boy. Someone going to get yelled at tonight?
No.
I will eat you.
That's it? Ham and cheese? Well, that's good cleanup, though, for you.
Chips and salsa.
Well, I mean, what can you do? They all can't be... gourmet.
Home runs.
Yeah, normally she does. She's... She feeds me well. I've gained so much weight during COVID quarantine. I have a I have a kayak trip planned for next week, and I'm so upset about going because I'm so fat, and I don't want to take my shirt off.
You don't have to.
Where are you kayaking?
I'm not going to be that guy. I'm, yeah, you know,
it's better to take your shirt off and get ridiculed for a while than to leave it on.
Yeah, but then I'll have a weird tan. There'll be white spots where the fat folds and stuff.
Oh well, believe me, you, you get used to that. If you're fat, wait, what am I? What did Matt's dad used to say? He said, "If you're fat and white, you're just fat and white. But if you're fat and tan, you're Samoan."
Oh, never heard that before.
Those are the words he lived by. So he always had a really nice dark tan.
I have two important pieces of breaking news. One, the one I'm most excited about. You're going to be surprised by which one. I'm most excited about.
Okay,
let's put it that way. Okay, first of all, we have. Take a guess. Who is the number one selling musical act for the first 6 months of 2020?
2020, okay.
2020.
Let's see, who has new music out this year?
Tekashi 6ix9ine, gotta be.
I would so guess, I probably would guess Tekashi 6ix9ine. Is not.
Who else has put something new out? Biebs has a lot of new stuff out this year.
Is it Biebs? Is he really?
Yeah. It's not
what's
Biebs,
been the song of the summer? You know, every year there's a song of the summer. What's been the song of this summer?
Do we have it yet?
This isn't like, oh, is it Hamilton? Because Hamilton's back on the charts.
No. No, it's not Hamilton.
I'm trying to think of what it's else.
Not, is it Gaga? No,
by the way, it actually crossed my mind.
No.
It crossed my mind when I was talking about that I felt at the 3 hour and 10 minute mark of the show, as I was slogging through something I was really into, and I looked at Brandon, who was miles away from the microphone. Trudy was just returning from a boo-boo, I think.
I had a boo-boo.
And I was thinking that you both looked like you were at Hamilton at the 2 hour and 35 minute mark. I was so shocked Hamilton was 2 hours and 40 minutes. I mean, it upset me because I thought, what if I had gone? What if I had actually gone? I would have never known it was 2:40. I would have thought,
you would never
go.
You'd be afraid you'd like it. That's why you would never go.
No.
I swear to God, Mark asked me every day if I've seen it, and I feel like kind of I have to dodge you now a little bit because I don't want to be asked again and say no.
Julie watched it again last night.
She did?
Yeah.
Really?
She loves it. Kids love it too, man.
Okay, you're not going to believe the answer to this question. The answer is the number one band for the first 6 months of 2020.
Band. It's a band, okay. Is it K-pop? Is it a K-pop band?
No, it's not K-pop.
Oh, yeah. A rock band?
It is a rock band.
So is
it's the Beatles.
It's the Beatles.
Oh. Whoa, see, that was a no-brainer.
From Ultimate Classic Rock. And actually, I saw this a couple other places. 50 years after their final studio LP, Aruk's only million-selling act to the first half of 2020. That's what I couldn't believe.
John Lemon, Orange Harrison, Paul McIce-T, Mango Starr.
They've sold 1,004,000 records, I think.
Of
what? I mean, barely over a million. Barely
what?
Over a million.
No. Old stuff.
Mark, they've got like, they have catalog records that are doing, you know, pretty well all the time. Like Abbey Road came out for the 50th anniversary, and that was still sort of out there. Sgt. Pepper's still sells. And, oh, the White Album was also redone last year. So those three, I think.
I'm going to say this is a red herring, though, and you're more excited about the other story.
I am. Because the other story, I got to bring it up before. I'm so excited about it. I have to make sure I can get it to come up before I even want to reveal what it is. Which reminds me. Oh,
Jake Paul's still queued up, too, by the way.
Okay.
From 2 hours ago.
Hold that thought. I just realized something very scary.
What?
That I almost forgot something today. Something that is very important. That maybe you can dig into this. First of all, I want to mention Luke Nowacki is available for your help. If you are experiencing any kind of financial issues or questions, or you're looking for some direction or a financial plan, everybody should have a financial plan. You don't want to outlive your money. That's Trudy's, I don't know if it's her biggest fear.
That is my biggest fear.
Is it? Scary. I mean,
you're getting
bummer.
In trouble. Because they're synonymous.
I always figured that if I did outlive my money, I'd be too old to get back in the game. That's the worst part.
Exactly. Someone take care.
Call back. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. L. Nowacki is his email. PLNOWACKI at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities, and all marketing names, product services, or reference are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Luke is advertising on all shows on the Red Shovel Network, and we so appreciate that.
What did the market do today?
I think it was down
just a little bit.
I'm going to say it's hanging in there, though. I've been kind of surprised. And Mark, while you're getting ready for that, I asked you guys a question because I never got to the point.
I got your answer.
Instead of slogging through the show, I just left things undone. I just went halfway into something and never finished it. Okay. Such as this. Remember when I was talking about Married at First Sight?
And Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And the protest about...
Married at First Sight was before Jake Paul.
Yeah. And the protest about Priscilla Slater. We started down that road, too.
Priscilla Slater
is... woman who was killed in the Harper Woods...
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, what happened at Married at First Sight?
Yeah, let's start
Okay.
Yeah, what happened to Jake Paul?
Well, first of all, these millennials... Okay, I'll let you guys pick. What would everybody like the most?
What are choices?
I think we should go in order.
Let's go in order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Married at First Sight, these millennials are, I swear to God, I really think that the reason they do this is because these people pick some for me and they're perfect. They really believe that.
Oh, like an algorithm for somebody?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like that you put your likes down and your dislikes and they put it in the computer and it spits out this chick.
Way too much trust in algorithms amongst the youth.
And all of these people, the girls are kind of upset and anxious because they haven't met the right guy yet.
Oh, God.
And they want to have a family. And so, yeah, they found someone for me. And the guys, I think... are checking off the list. Like, okay, I'm going to be married. I'm going to get a job. I got to get my career going. And I got a baby by 30. I think they believe it's time to get married, and they don't really have the energy to run around and, you know, do all the work.
Then he catches HIV.
But one of them, and this sadly is the point, they're having a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And the five guys are partying together. And they bring a few strippers in, which is kind of funny because they're really fat and they're dancing. And it's like, what is the point of this? What? And this one guy, the strippers, I think, had a couple girlfriends there. And so anyway, this one guy is really obnoxious, loud, and he's really drunk. And he's supposed to be the player, which I think they're kidding, but sort of not kidding.
He's the one they hate. They all don't really like, but he's part of the group.
Anyway, I was not ready to hate him when I saw the player thing, but he did this one thing where he was talking about, you know, call me to somebody, and he did this thing, when your little finger goes out far and your thumb goes
over
for the
player?
Other way.
Yeah.
And then he did it again like 5 minutes later, like, I'll call ya! You know, and I was like, who does that?
Period.
And do you guys hate it when people do that? Hate it.
Yes.
I wish I hadn't been in the room. It's so upsetting to me. And I hated him. I just hated him from that moment on, for that one thing I hated him. And then he hit on a girl.
Wait, was it loud in the room he was in? Did he have to do that?
No,
because maybe
they couldn't hear. He was overemphasizing that he would call them, in my opinion. Kind of like when people over rock.
Yeah.
He's over into the fact that he was going to call a person. Yeah. And then,
what a dork.
Then he hits on a girl, like one of the stripper's friends at the bash, who was like rolling her eyes like, I can't believe this asshole's hitting on me. He's getting married tomorrow.
I had the boo-boo.
That was the kind of dick he was. So anyway, I was starting to torture myself.
Such a massive thong wearing fatty.
I was being a little hard on myself for judging him, even though he proved to be worthy of my bad judgment.
Pretty accurate, it sounds like.
And I was reminded of the date I went on with someone who was a really nice person.
I know what this one's going to be.
And at one point, we were going to move along to a place on Woodward, and she said, let's blow this pop stand. And I was like, I don't know why, but that...
Do you know because of that story? How
I already know I don't like her anymore.
I use that so often because of that story. I love that phrase now. It's like one of my... That and time to make the donuts. Because remember that caller?
Yes.
The caller broke up with somebody because they wake up in the morning before they go, time to make the donuts every day. And it drove them nuts. As it should. How annoying would that be?
And I'm inclined to think that it was my shallowest moment of my life, but I swear it was so disturbing to me.
Opportunity cost. Think of all the time the way you knew in that moment.
You know what? She was nice, though, and she was cute, and yeah. I just couldn't deal with that. I was like, oh, God, if you're somebody that would say that, it means that other horrifically cliche things are going to come out of your mouth, and I'm going to just be so bummed.
She sounds hot.
And by the time I dropped her off, I deemed it unfixable. It was not. Oh, it would never be fixed.
You should have told her that and then see what she tried to do to fix it.
But it was kind of a fun topic. It floated around from time to time.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is.
And I remember there were a few times, you know, just hanging around and somebody's on like a first date and people would go, hey, Matt, pop stand?
I kind of wonder what the etymology of it, like where did the stupid phrase come from anyway?
You know, like what's really funny, we had a program director who... wasn't really fond of, mm-hmm. and around the time that the let's blow this pop stand happened, that incident, this program director said something to me. Oh boy, how can I say this without implicating anyone? he was trying. This is when we were still there. Zip had gone, and it was Mike and Trudy and I, and. Mm-hmm. And Mike had never really worked on the air full time. So it was like everything was a little awkward. And I think he wanted us to leave. He just wanted us to quit maybe, or just because we only had maybe 8 months left. Mm-hmm. And so, and I've seen this many times in radio where they really want you to quit. And so, yeah. You know, there were some things happening that was like, what? These seats are terrible, you know, and the assistant, to the, you know, promotions assistant is like in the second row.
Yeah, yeah, because they handed them out. Yeah.
Well, no, it was kind of a snub. Mm-hmm. I mean, just stuff like weird stuff was happening. One day I finished the promo. This is carts. When we put them on carts.
Yeah.
Right. And I did the promo then. And and because we were new, you know, we were fighting to get somewhere, anywhere but where we were. And I was late getting the promo in.
Uh-oh.
And actually, it was like, wait, did Art go on at 3 all the time?
On the radio.
Yeah. He was 3.
I guess it was 3. This is in 92. 92, or was it early 93? Wow. Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Here's one of those promos.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
You're listening to the radio.
That's it.
That makes me think, 3 o'clock? Wow, I mean. There's times I don't think Clark and Walters got done with the promo until like 6 p.m.
I know. Because
forever.
they would fight over someone wasn't ready to do it. So then when that person was ready, the other person wouldn't be ready.
Yeah.
And it was actually a mental battle.
It was ridiculous.
And they both had incredible endurance. And the thing was, they would both come into the room and go like, is Mike here? Like, no, he was waiting for you, and then I don't know where he went. Like, oh, man, I'm ready to do it now.
And then the other Mike would come in.
Yeah. Where's Mike? Where'd he go? I just saw him in here.
Just looking
I'm
for
ready
him.
To go.
So weird.
There was a lot of time that was
wasted,
not used well.
Yeah.
So anyway, this person.
The same could be said for the food order.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember trying to get.
Oh, no.
Hey, that
Joe Morasso
went
on strike over that.
Figure out that you guys wanted Nello's.
I don't know if you hear what Brandon, did you hear what Drew just said? Morasso went on strike over the
food order. He did. He refused to get breakfast.
He wouldn't do it.
Which I didn't even know for about a month. Because I kept going, where's lunch? Or where's breakfast? You know, and we got to find somebody to pick it up. And finally I was like, wait, I thought Joe Morasso did that every day. And he's like, no, he won't do it anymore.
Breakfast.
I gotta give Joe credit for going on strike.
I know, but you know, it was a, you know, you really didn't expect interns to go on strike.
No, it was a good. Bold move.
And he loved the show. He was a hard worker.
And Nello's, by the way, is closed. One of our places
that did.
We used. Yeah, it's closed down on Woodward.
Well, he was
closed right after we left, right?
No, just read. Yeah, no, I'm surprised the money was spent there.
No, Joe Marasso was completely worn down by the ordering process. Completely worn down. He almost left the industry right then.
It was a battle for that, too, man.
People, I think the hardest thing was figuring out where you guys wanted to go first. And then once you – that was a process. And then once you guys figured out where you wanted to go, it was really difficult to get everybody's order. And some people had very, very specific orders.
Yes.
No onions, extra this, minus people, that, extra
two
that.
People.
I think there were two pretty fussy eaters now that I think about it.
Very fussy eaters. I think most of the time, if it was taking that long, we would just order for Drew because
I didn't care.
You'd eat like two
or
three.
I got the same thing like every day for 6 years.
Very simple.
Yeah, give me 5 cheeseburgers. Yeah, but give me 6 soft tacos.
Anyway, after all this, I took the promo to Arthur P. at 3 o'clock, and I goes, what is this? And usually I gave it to, Costan.
Yeah.
Until Doug came, which I don't think Doug was there yet. And Costan had just done the crossover. So, hey, Art, here's the promo. And part of the problem was, for some reason, there was something very involved that happened. It was a good promo. I spent a lot of time on it.
It's Maui time.
Ooh. So I said, Art, here's the promo. Sorry, it's late. And Art goes, what do you mean? And I said, the promo, the morning show promo. And he goes, well, I haven't seen a morning show on the log in months.
Oh,
I was like, what do you mean?
What?
He said, I haven't played a morning show promo in months. And he was, I think he was sort of, implying that, are you still doing one? And so,
well, you wasted your time.
I looked at the log, and I went from 10 a.m. all through the whole day till midnight, and there was no morning show promo.
Oh my God.
I'd been doing it every day.
You must have been furious.
Yes. It was pretty bummed. Pretty bummed.
So how was that responded to when it was brought to their
attention? Well, the point I was getting to was that the person who made decisions like this actually said to me that because we were trying to move up in the ratings, which is very difficult at that time because we were fairly new and Zip had left. And Zip was only there for a year. So everything was all fucked up. Anyway, I think this was to needle Mike and I because we were sitting there talking to him and we desperately wanted to leave. But he said something like, yeah, well, you guys are lucky, because if Arthur, anything happened to Arthur Penhollow, they turned this into a pop stand. It's like, what? Pop stand? Where have I heard that before? And so I really felt haunted by the whole pop stand. First of all, I've never, ever heard anything like that called a pop stand. And I actually pictured in my mind, too, like this little pop stand where our building was.
Yeah.
And Arthur being carried out. And they immediately knock it down with a big wrecking ball.
That's funny, man.
Somebody's walking up with a few cases of Coke and Sprite.
Oh, yeah.
But it seemed like such a strange threat, like that they would, wait, they're going to, well, see, I think it'd be bad enough that I lost my job, actually, but I don't really care about the pop stand part. Hmm. It was just such a, it was weird. I think he'd said, I believe.
That is a long story, but
that was,
quite well told.
Shitty, what a shitty thing.
Oh, there weren't any interruptions or anything. All right, I think we have time for Jake Paul's party.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope it's still cued.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
A different piece of breaking news. The Washington Post Redskins story is finally dropped, which is a whole nother. We're going to be here for another 5
my
hours.
God. Start the Jake Paul thing. I'll bring it up on my phone, see if I can find it.
And what we're talking
about.
By the
way, I didn't get to my most exciting story between the Beatles and the other exciting story. I was so excited about this. I'm just gonna put it off because there's no way anyone will miss Monday's show when they know that there's a new list out. The 25 celebrities who need to be told they aren't famous anymore.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's huge clickbait. I went all the way through it. It was the most worthwhile clickbait I've ever read.
And I bet you 24 of the 25 are on Cameo, I'm going to guess.
You know, that's a great question.
I think
I'm going to do some research over the weekend and really make this bit special.
But the Redskins story, this for background.
And I was more excited about that than I was about the Beatles information. I'm proud of my guys. But
the background is there's a rumor, and if you follow like sports people on Twitter, just started blowing up early in the week. Like, if you think changing the name Redskins to something else is something, wait till you see the story the Post has. It's going to drop Tuesday. And then Tuesday came and it didn't drop. And it's like, it's going to drop Thursday. And it just was on fire.
It started to feel like bullshit.
Because the rumor was elevated to the point of Dan Snyder knew Jeffrey Epstein and sex trafficking.
It sounded like they hung out.
Well, because there was that one story.
It sounded like there were going to be some underage girls in the story.
And there was one story 2 years ago with the cheerleaders. you know, having to go to some resort, and then they had to be nude in front of like VIPs.
They were trafficked.
It was really
weird. To sponsors.
So now there's the story now is a dozen women allege sexual harassment and verbal abuse by former team employees. So it doesn't really have the explosion.
What?
That
there's no fucking Epstein.
Not that I've seen.
I wasted so much fucking time reading these Twitter entries about what an incredible story this is going to be. And he was a total pedophile in meme after meme after meme.
It sounds like Daniel Snyder, though, was quite the dick.
Oh, yeah. We knew that.
Doesn't seem to be that big of a surprise. So.
There was a story running concurrently to that that was the opposite. That was the story, the pedophile story and the Epstein story. That was what everyone wanted it to be,
yes.
And they had the Redskins sold to new ownership, which would be the best thing that could ever happen to the Redskins. Okay, the other story was that the story wasn't that big a deal, and in fact, Dan Snyder, the most hated owner probably in pro football, right, that he had reluctantly, he did not want to give up the Redskins name. But when it became apparent that he had really had no choice, he did have a choice, but he didn't. He did, but he didn't. He had three minority owners who were ready, wanted to sell their share.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be any part of this, plus all the other stuff.
If one person bought those three shares, couldn't they displace Snyder?
I don't think they could. That right?
Maybe not. I thought I heard that. I don't know.
I don't know that part. So I got the impression they were minority owners, and it would even be a minority ownership in together. But anyway, he was going to leverage changing the Redskins' name. And in fact, the NFL was receptive to that because they desperately wanted the name changed.
Yeah.
And the NFL was going to help him get a new stadium,
yeah,
which he has longed for because he's jealous of Jerry Jones in Dallas. So it's like, oh, so to give up the name Redskins, he gets a big present.
Yeah. But basically, all those rumors, it just doesn't seem like any of them come to any kind of fruition.
Man, you know, I should be happy that these girls weren't that, like, a bunch of 14-year-olds weren't you know, harassed by Dan Snyder, but I'm really let down. I feel cheated.
Inside edition to the story on Jake Paul and his big party that he threw in Calabasas.
Yeah, which did they say people got the coronavirus at the party?
Not yet. No, you gotta wait 2 weeks. Then they'll die in 2 months.
You're rooting for the virus too?
Yeah. Well, he's such a douche.
I know.
You know, California's had a pretty big outbreak, but he's not the least likable person in the story.
This is fucking YouTube money when 19-year-olds become millionaires. Shit like this happens.
Excavator, then falling to the ground. No one is wearing masks or social distancing. The party held at YouTube star Jake Paul's mansion in Calabasas lasted all day and into the night.
An annoying party.
Jake Paul's friend, Armon Izadi, who's a social media influencer with 1.1 million followers, is behind the wheel.
By the way, 1.1 million followers, is that really influencer level?
Yeah, probably. Why would that fuck have 1.1 million followers? Is he really wacky?
Well, he must be. He's
What's his name?
Armand,
all
here
day
comes.
And into the night. Jake Paul's friend, Armon Izadi, who's a social media influencer with 1.1 million followers, is behind the wheel of the excavator.
Take you right, and then I'm going to take you left.
In a shocking twist, after the party, he reportedly visited his sick mom at the hospital.
What?
He even posted this photo inside the hospital room.
What an asshole.
Wait. He goes to a super spreader crowded party at Jake Paul's house and visits his sick mom in the hospital?
No, I don't know why his mom's sick.
That
I don't
story
know
tells
corona.
It all.
It's not even better. Here comes a very insincere influencer moment coming up.
How's this for irony?
Clapping our hands for healthcare workers and first responders worldwide.
Izadi posted this video back in May with Jake Paul.
Probably got a million likes.
Workers for putting their lives on the line in the war against COVID-19. Now it seems like they couldn't care less about those hardworking doctors and nurses. Today, the mayor of Calabasas, which is...
Oh, man. I don't know.
I want to hear what the mayor said.
Tells Inside Edition she's outraged.
I was very disappointed to see the footage and to see...
Wait, it's the level of outrage?
Yeah.
Does that mean something's going to happen?
No. It's Calabasas,
COVID,
man.
Put a mask on and help show
Couldn't
people
Kanye
what
go
we
psycho?
Need to do to get out of this mess.
He could.
And if you're a monk.
That's it, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, my God. That's how the mayor of Calabasas would sound, wouldn't it be?
Kind of, yeah, Trudy.
Was
That looks cool with that backhoe. We used to do that when we were younger. Buddy had a backhoe. You'd raise that bucket up, jump into lakes and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Well, they were, I mean, I have to admit, that looked like something very creative for young partiers.
Oh, yeah, it looked like
he
fun,
was controlling the
people there.
He was controlling the thing. What is an excavator?
Excavator.
Yeah, it was like a backhoe.
He was controlling the cup thing really well, and people were, he would lower it. People would jump on, and then they'd be hanging there 20 feet above the ground, and he would swing the thing around really fast. And people were getting thrown off it, too.
And then he went to see his sick mom.
What a dick.
Oh, and
I mean, I don't want his mom to die, but if his mom's in the hospital, what if she died while he was doing that? And then he finds out, it's kind of weird.
Well,
isn't he shedding super spreader germs all over the hospital, too,
yes,
for everybody
yeah,
else?
Exactly. That was the point they were making.
Sure, everybody there was safe.
And
tested.
He clearly, I mean, just hearing that, did you get the feel for what an asshole he is?
Yeah.
Because if you saw him, it triples when you see him. He's not hot. He's very heavy set, wearing really stupid glasses with white rims, sunglasses with white rims. And was that a backwards baseball hat he had on?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and he's very animated, but not funny.
No, not at all.
Would that be on Jake Paul's Instagram?
Excuse me.
Because
I want to read the comments where people go, oh, my God, that's so nice of you guys to say it about healthcare workers.
I'm trying to find that guy's name. I can't even find his stupid name.
Arman. It's Arman Izadi.
Did you find anything cool about him?
No, it took me a really long time to
find
his name. I kept going with Armand.
Brandon, please, please find them thanking the healthcare workers because I want to see how many likes they have, how many retweets, or wait, what? Instagram, it's just likes, I guess. I want to hear the comments of other idiot 20-year-olds telling them how wonderful they are when actually they're spreading coronavirus to elderly people.
The name of his game is Instagram and social media, so I mean, it's going to be to find something a couple months ago is going to be kind of difficult, but I can just quickly
click
on something just to see what he says. Oh, I guess he does
he's
bits.
Shopping.
Okay.
Oh, that's a cool bit.
That was clever. Yeah, if there's anything really that looks wacky and funny, I'd love to see it.
Let's see. Here's a video with Jake Paul. Oh, they're dancing. Okay.
Cool. That's clever.
How many likes did something like that get? I don't get this.
That's really good because it was 4 seconds.
Splash.
Okay.
Oh, see, clever. All, like,
he
TikToks.
Threw something and it splashed in this puddle just as the guy said splash.
Oh, there he is that tiger guy.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight.
Okay, that's he just says bits, like these little weird wacky bits.
Wait, that was the end of the bit? That was the end?
He was
he got cut off in the middle of the first line of Afternoon Delight?
No, I stopped it because all he was doing was
Brandon, I wonder how many likes it gets. And I want to see comments of people saying how funny they think it is, if they do.
He was just lip syncing the anchor man part. Let's see. He gets about 20,000 likes per post.
Okay, play one and then tell me how many likes it has.
This one has, let's see, 250,000 views. Let's see what it is.
It's the party.
And the comments are like, dude, that looks lit, brah. And I love this hype, man.
It's like 50 people crammed together on a dance floor. And he's like winging his head like he's in Metallica and smiling. And I think it's supposed to be really funny. There's a girl with a low cut top on the picture, too, which helps.
Nice.
I'm following him. He's a turd.
Yeah. I cannot find the thank you.
Can we hear another post, Brandon? Come on.
Well, I was looking for the one specific that you were.
That'd be nice.
Oh, man. He's got his own YouTube channel, too. Let's see.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
He ain't got shit from a presence on Twitter.
I'd love to hear some comments, too.
I can't.
I just love knowing what people his age, what makes them tick.
Jake
and
Paul,
I think,
didn't he just get in trouble for looting or something? Jake Paul?
That's his brother, I think.
That was Logan Paul. Right?
I can't keep them straight.
God, if
I don't remember either.
Would anyone be upset if a bomb had landed on that house during the party?
No.
I guess
nobody
I guess
would.
A lot of clicks would have been lost.
Nobody. Or no, they would have got a ton because it would have been filmed.
That's
in
true.
Would have been filmed in multiple angles of the bomb coming in.
Hey, when's
they,
that?
They would have never known though.
Been live.
Okay, while Brandon's looking, I have breaking news. I need the sounder. This is big. Okay. It could be network breaking news, actually.
Oh,
it's pretty big.
Breaking news with Mordcrim.
They both sound pretty cool at the same time.
All right, Brandon, you want to hit it at the same time with me? Woody, one, two, three.
Breaking news with Mordcrim.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
That worked.
What a mess.
That worked pretty well. Because Krim did not bump into. he didn't bump into Walter. The breaking news is that Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers have called it quits after over 2 years together.
It's very sad.
This is released by the former race car driver's rep. In a statement, Danica Patrick's rep confirmed the 38-year-old Green Bay Packers quarterback are, and I quote, no longer together.
Oh, man.
One race coming up!
Sad. He's so bad in love, but his brother's so good at it.
My longest relationship was like 6 months, and then she farted in her sleep. I'm like, I'm out of here, man. I was gone before she woke up.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Tragic.
It's awesome.
Sad.
Good, then get the hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it. Leave me alone.
I can't find much on this guy. I just know this is a guy. I don't know, dude.
I give up.
He has one of these mansions. He has. He lives in a content house. The guy looks 40.
A content house.
Does, Brandon, you're right. He does look 40. He looks way old.
Yeah, maybe he's like pretending he's 20. And he's actually, it's a big diabolical plan to be an influencer.
This is his biggest video ever. He's got over. Let's see. This is his 4th of July barbecue party at his mansion.
Oh, he had a 4th of July party too, huh? Yeah. Oh, they had a drone flying.
Oh, my God. What an annoying looking house.
That's his house?
Yeah. In that neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Mankind, that
word should have new meaning for all of us today.
Oh, my God.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common...
But, like, nothing is him. We haven't even heard his voice once. Like,
it's a lot of buildup. You said it's got a lot of likes, Brandon.
I know we're at the... I know we're at the Hamilton moment of the show where everyone's dying, but I wanted to go back to the Post story about the Washington Redskins.
It's important, as is this post from whatever his name is.
I totally forgot earlier. We were talking before the show, and, Brandon, you mentioned that the voice of the Redskins, that guy...
Yeah, he quit 2 days ago.
Yeah. You want to know why he quit?
Did he do something bad?
Yeah, the senior vice president of content and, quote, the voice of the Washington Redskins, name's Michael.
I knew it, by the way, because people were suggesting he was quitting because there's just so much craziness going on. I just want to be a part of it anymore. And I'm like, he doesn't want one of 32 jobs doing play-by-play in the NFL because he's upset that this article's coming out in 3 days on other people?
Yep.
I mean, it didn't make any sense.
Seven former employees said Michael routinely discussed the physical appearance of female colleagues in sexual and disparaging overtones. In 2018, he was caught on a hot mic speaking about the attractiveness of a college-aged intern, according to former employees who heard the recording. That's what he quit over.
Oh, really? Wait, they couldn't suspend him for a day?
The director of pro personnel was accused by six former employees and two reporters who covered the team of making inappropriate remarks about their bodies and asking them if they were romantically interested in him.
Oh,
in
20, he did, this he did
is another,
that?
This is another guy. Hey. This is the second guy. In 2019, Santos was the subject of an internal investigation after a reporter for The Athletic informed club management that he had pinched her, told her she had, quote, an ass like a wagon, and repeatedly asked her to date him.
Wait, like a wagon?
You got an ass like a wagon. I don't even know what that means.
Trudy, if someone said you have an ass like a wagon, while would you be excited?
It. I'd be mad as hell.
I would think so, too. I'd be mad for you.
How about this line? This one comes from Richard Mann II, the assistant director of pro personnel. Okay. Who, in one text message obtained by the Washington Post, told a female employee and his colleague debated whether her breasts had been surgically enhanced. And another text message told another female employee to expect, quote, an inappropriate hug. And don't worry, that will be a stapler in my pocket. Nothing else.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Is that a good
Christ.
Line? That's not a good line?
No, that's creepy.
That guy happened to be fired last week, by the way.
These guys have to be nerds who walked into some money.
The former hey,
here's
president.
The only audio that was released along with the story.
Hey, did you see the boobs on that new intern?
The former president of business operations implored female sales staff to wear low-cut blouses, tight skirts, and flirt with wealthy sweetholders. Well, isn't that kind of their job?
Mm-hmm. As a cheerleader?
No, the sales staff.
Were asked to wear
low-cut blouses, tight skirts, and to flirt with sweet owners.
How old are these guys?
How old is this kid?
I mean, if they're 80, maybe.
I don't know how old
I thought they were younger.
There's also some other text messages. Story looks good.
Oh, I love text messages.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. This is a conversation between Richard Mann II. That's the one with the last pickup line. And a former female Redskins employee. Nice shirt. LOL, thanks? LOL, sorry, inside joke. It's a compliment. What's the joke? Nothing, it's stupid. You look great today, that's all. I want to be in on these jokes. Lame boob joke. I figured that much. No offense, sorry. Real or fake is the debate. He apologizes and asks the question.
So, I'm sorry, what was the LOL for?
He's just laughing it off. Hey, what's going on? No offense, sorry. Real or fake is the debate. Don't care. Just don't want to be in the dark, LOL. Then I feel dumb. I'll go number one. You don't have to answer. That's what he told her. You said you wanted in on the joke, so don't get pissed at me. Ha ha. Is it a joke just on me or all females in the building? Hard to explain.
I like that she gave him an out there.
I'm not mad. It's just classy. It's kind of a compliment, I guess. Real. Duh. I can't afford a car payment or rent. Do you think I can afford a boob job? LOL. LOL, I offer to take a playoff bonus collection for you.
Wait, was that... Oh, what a hero. Was that a sarcastic LOL on her part? Is she LOLing just to, like, mock him?
No, I think she said, I can't afford a car payment or rent. I don't have any money, but so why would I be able to afford a boob job?
Is that left? I think that's kind of like she's making a point.
Was this just a bet or a debate? Do explain. No bet. Don't be mad. You asked! Not really mad, just curious how widespread this is and if it targets more than me. I feel like she's trying to suck him in and he has no problem being sucked in. Yeah. It's not real deep, just a stupid guy talk. Are you going to ask about the suite?
Wow.
There's some
that was stuff. Locker room talk.
I think she was giving him an out. If he, all he had to say was, oh yeah, it's about everybody, so it's nothing.
This is just locker room talk between guys.
Listen,
LOL.
Last night I had other things on my small mind, LOL, so I didn't want to be around you with bad thoughts, because I'm a swell pal, to which she responded, LOL. See? Now you understand. If you were hammered, it would have been bad.
This is the worst overuse of LOL I've ever
That's
heard.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
It's really bad. Don't you hate it when someone LOLs and it's not even close?
Yeah, here. Well, there's some more. He says she wants food or something. I don't know. I don't understand the context of this conversation. Do you want Jimmy John's? OMG, I love the Beach Club. If I bring you that, I want to squeeze your butt. Deal? To which she replied, no, LOL. To which he replied, LOL.
What?
There's like 15 places within a mile from where you are. I don't want to get out of bed. Oh, I see. I suppose I can deliver. It's kind of far as fuck, though. Do you tip the food delivery guy? You're very demanding.
Wait, what does this guy do?
He's a patron, isn't he? And she's the sweet.
Well, isn't he above her? Isn't he in a high position?
Assistant director of pro personnel.
I would think. Wait, that's a really good job. He should not be just lame LOLing in that job.
No. Why is he bringing her food, too? Well,
and I actually am disappointed in her for LOLing herself.
I was supposed to have family lunch, but granddad couldn't get out of his neighborhood. I don't understand.
Oh,
so what she replied, that sucks. I'm squeezing your ass. Sorry, LOL. To which she replied, nope. Oh, that's not even a big deal. It's like innocent. I'll text you when I get back over that ways.
Oh, my God.
That ways. Wow. I'll pick you up something.
I got to give him credit for this. He reads the room really well.
LOL.
He's pretty clever, too. LOL.
Oh, my God. There's more, too. We can do.
Okay, keep looking for a second. I'm just going to whet people's appetite for the 25 celebrities that need to be told they're not famous anymore. And I'll just throw in Mr. Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent or Fitty.
Oh, I disagree.
He was one of the most famous rappers of the early 2000s, founded several companies, pursued a career in Hollywood, and then filed for bankruptcy, all in about 10 years. 50 Cent lost most of his street cred when he stopped singing. He's a terrible actor and proven to be an even worse businessman. After owing over $32 million, he continues to try and make a living out of Hollywood. But unfortunately, 50 Cent, a.k.a. Curtis Jackson, needs to be told he's not famous anymore.
You tell him.
I have to agree, because he is mixing it up with weenies from the Real Housewives of, I mean, that's way beneath him.
Well, the guy he loaned $1 million to.
He loaned $1 million to a guy who's married to someone on the Real Housewives. And by the way, she's off the show. She was, did she make a racist something?
Lala Kent, was that her name?
I mean, the guy he loaned $1 million to is the biggest loser.
Yeah.
Huge loser. And he stiffed 50 Cent. So not only is he not famous anymore, he's making horrific decisions with complete losers.
Yeah, but don't forget, he bought the first 15 rows of the Ja Rule concert just to leave them empty.
That's right.
But that's the coolest thing he's done in 10 years, isn't it?
He's basically a troll.
I think he needs to be told he's not famous. I don't know.
I'm
going to leave it up to the audience. I mean, we can have our own queries about it. I'll give you one more, too. Wait. I'm not sure if I want to tell that guy. I'd really like to tell her. Mm. Let's see. You'll probably like this one. Another celebrity who needs to be told as soon as possible that she's not famous anymore is Snooki.
Oh, yeah.
Snooki rose to fame for her controversial appearances in Jersey Shore. She was often seen drunk and wreaking havoc, that's in quotes, everywhere they went, which granted her plenty of TV time and interviews afterwards. Snooki then had her own reality TV show, Snooki and JWoww, which was a ratings failure.
I forgot about that show, man.
She hosted WWE Raw, wrote two books that did not sell, not even reaching the bottom of the publishing charts. Wow. Then she competed in WrestleMania XXV11. Then she wrote another book. As expected, it was a major failure and did not sell any copies.
Any?
Well, it says many. I'm sorry. Oh, many copies.
That'd be really bad if it sold zero.
Snooki needs to be told as soon as possible that she is not famous anymore. I think it's a great choice.
I've seen girls do that. Maybe she went in and wanted to lay a couple of guys and got out of hand. But I don't know, you know. It happened.
I don't know, you know.
But the next one's kind of iffy.
Is that guy the king of backtrackers? That's how quick he backtracks.
Maybe she went in and wanted to lay a couple of
he
guys
goes in strong,
and got
though.
Out of hand. I don't know, you know. It happened.
Well, I think his backtracking allows him to go in strong. It's a strategy.
It's a pretty good strategy.
Okay, I'll give you one more choice of someone needs to be told that they're not famous anymore. I'll give you a choice between. Okay, that guy definitely needs to be told. Anyone release his name? Let's see. Oh, come on. Oh. You want two football players in this group? I'm surprised you have football players in here. Okay. Choices are Dez Bryant, Tim Tebow, or Cassie.
Cassie?
Tebow. Sounds like Cassie.
Yeah, I don't even know who Cassie is.
Everybody would think that being Puff Daddy's protege and significant other, you'd be guaranteed success in show business.
Puff Daddy.
But Cassie tanked his career as an actor.
What?
And as an actress. And she didn't fare any better as a singer. Even she has admitted plenty of times that he has to put up a lot of work on everything she does. However, she's still not impressing anybody. She's not even she's not even impressing Puff Daddy anymore.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Perhaps you'd be better off if she just went off and failed at modeling. because she's not long for Puff Daddy.
Someone needs to tell her.
Clearly, Cassie needs to be told she is not famous anymore.
Wow. I had to boo-boo.
Sounds like the makings of a great TV show.
Oh, yeah, just going up to people.
Bring them out, yeah. And then bring them out from back behind in the soundproof booth.
You know, the great moment would be, of course, when they were told that, you know,
yeah,
I hate to be the one to break the news, but you are not famous anymore. And then the crowd just goes, woo! And they start taking questions, and some goes, every one of y'all up there is gay. Just confuses the issue. Oh, boy, this is a good one. You know, this is
for all the dudes on the stage, all y'all gay.
Did you find any more in the article, Mark?
No, not really. It's a really long article.
Okay.
But it's not nearly the bombshell that everyone expected it to be.
Boy, I tell you, I think even though I really want them to tell this person they're not famous anymore, I don't know if it's going to work or have any effect. Tara Reid?
Oh, God, no. I think she knows, doesn't she?
I don't know. They pointed out that she was in that Sharknado, yeah, and so she may not realize that she's not famous anymore.
Are you Tara Reid?
Well, we learned that she is kind of transitioning to the speaking tour. She wants to give empowerment
speeches. Oh, because she has the same name as that other Tara Reid, which no one even remembers
makes
now.
Makes total sense.
That was the dumbest story I've ever heard.
I don't know. Makes good sense.
Because her name was the same as the other Tara Reid, and she shared some of her feelings.
What if somebody showed up expecting that Tara Reid and got this Tara Reid?
They'd be pissed.
What? I think they'd be excited.
She looks terrible. Which they point out, apparently, she has been to 4 red carpet events in the last 2 months.
What?
And at all of them, people whispered, why is Tara Reid here?
Oh. All the cameras stop, move along. Yeah.
And yeah. Apparently she had a friend there that was like begging photographers to take her picture. Oh boy, that's
desserts.
Wow. And yet still, Tara Reid was one of America's sweethearts during her early career days. Everybody fell in love with her for a role in American Pie.
Somebody needs to tell her.
And then got to know the real party animal she was from her time on Wild On, later renamed Paradise.
Oh, that's right.
Slut.
What a stupid show.
What a regrettable move that was. She was soon not even on a show named after her. However,
terrible writing. I don't even remember Tara Dice.
However, it seems like Reid did a little too many Jaeger bombs and partying, and her once promising career took a major downfall over the past decade or so.
What is this clickbait site? It's so the writing. You're right.
It's a good idea. It's not executed as well as it could have been. She's been on and off with minor roles in TV shows and series. None of them are memorable, and none of them are recent. Tara Reid needs to be told she is not famous anymore.
Agree.
Okay. Can
the audience participate in this?
In who should be told they're not famous anymore? I think it's a great topic.
Yeah, send
the Star used to do a regular feature of that, and it was always they really did a good job on it. I gotta say, this is interesting. It's the site everyone loves. This site, Bola VIP.
Okay, we are now at the Hamilton mark of the show.
Oh, okay.
242.
I think we're doing better than Hamilton.
Yeah, you haven't seen it.
Wow, this is a really harsh. Oh, my God. I don't know. Would you want to be the person that had to tell Jeremy Lin he's not famous anymore? But he's not.
Jeremy Lin. Oh, yeah. My God. Remember that week he had?
Yeah, but he was a week. He lived 5 years on a week, according to this guy.
Has anybody cashed in more on 1 week than Jeremy Lin?
No.
That's a good week. He's now worth $40 million.
He's worth $40 million now from that 1 week. Trudy, he played basketball. And for some reason, 1 week, he just went off and had great numbers. And then he signed a bigger contract. And do you not remember Lin Sanity?
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
What it was called, Lin
Sanity. That was ridiculous. The team wasn't even any good, though.
No, the team was terrible.
Hey, he just won an NBA championship with the Raptors.
Toronto, that's right.
Well, I hate to tell you, he's not good enough to make an NBA rotation anymore. And while he thinks he's too good to make a CBA rotation, many say the CBA would be a big struggle for Jeremy Lin. He's got to stop whining and literally crying about the lack of opportunities and claiming the NBA gave up on me, in quotes. If it hasn't happened yet, it's not likely to happen just because you think it should. Jeremy Lin needs to be told he's not famous anymore. All right. Visit RoyalOak.com. Get your $20 in Royal Oak bucks and enjoy the Lyft rides in Thursday and Friday, I guess. Actually, tonight, if you hear this until 2 a.m., you can take Lyft home. Use Go to Royal Oak, even though you're going home. And then Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Oh, no, 5 p.m. I'm sorry. 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Thursday. Show's hit a slog again. 5 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Gotta wrap
Thursday.
It up, guys.
Thursday and Friday.
Right, we need to wrap it up, wrap it up.
Forgot about these.
I'm sorry, guys. We're going to need to wrap it up.
Who found these?
Hey, we need to wrap it up, wrap it up.
These things put a lot of pressure on talent.
Do we have the Jack Black
we
one?
Still
gotta wrap it up, guys.
We still have about 15 of them, didn't we?
Yeah.
And
we need to wrap it up, wrap it up.
And then, of course, you could take Lyft to Royal Oak Saturday and Sunday all day if you want to hang out.
I'm sorry,
out
guys. We need to wrap it up.
Hang out in town. You can get there at 10 a.m. with your
$10
off Lyft ride. And you can get home till 2 a.m. $10 off with Lyft. $20. You might make money on the day. And if you want to drive,
get out of here.
Because you just want to do some shopping and have a beer or need a nice lunch at Mesa or many of the
other. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to need to wrap it up.
Fine. Participating retailers and restaurants. All the parking lots are free.
Hey, we need to wrap it up, wrap it up.
So
people are dying.
Check out Chrome Clothing. Check out Creative Art Studio. Or if you're like
slow down.
Many of our listeners, you might want to go to the record store, which is it UH?
Does this story have an end?
I've never even been
off
there.
You can't find the record store.
Damn it!
UHF. It's on Washington Street. And they have great Paul McCartney Ram pins. And they have Whenever You're On My Mind, too, by Marshall Crenshaw. So I'm forever indebted to them.
Really incredible synopsis.
The Office Coffee Shop, too.
Hey, we need to wrap it up, wrap it up.
They have meeting rooms. We'll see you.
The Russians are controlling the action here in the first period. The Yankamoff line seems to be in perfect rhythm tonight.
Lap it off and polish it off. Really work well with Yankamoff.
First stroke him off in the slot with a wrist shot.
And it hits the Slovakian in the back. It's deflected out of the crease and into the corner.
Gergelov and Wad flew off a groping forward as the Russians are making a line change.
It's a choking off line with Beat-em-off and Laksanov on the wing.
And I think we're going to have a high sticking call. The Russian referee Likatov raises his right hand.
The Russians are pulling the goalie for the extra attack. Nikita, get me off. Leaves the ice for Didjigitov.
Pardon me.
Didjigitov in for get me off.
And the complete power play unit is now on the ice. Pounded off to jerk him off to Wadflew-off. Wadflew-off with a slapper that lands harmlessly. He's poke checked, and that gets the blood boiling.
Wadflew-off is being separated from the Slovakian. It looks like we're going to have a tight squeeze in the penalty box.
And it's going to get tighter. Slap it off and rest it off. Come flying off the bench. And the two Russian enforcers are ganging up on the Slovakian. Hang on to your helmets, everybody. We've got a Donnybrook going.
Slap it off with a right.
Twist it off with a left.
Slap it off with another right.
Want to get off is drumming in there. And he takes a shot to the back of the unidentified Slovakian player. Who's on his knees now?
It's an ugly scene. Coach, wipe it off on the ice, trying to clean things up.
Call a doctor!
Oh, brother, what a dandy.
5 seconds left. They're going to get the puck back to Murphy. Takes a shot. Oh, my God, it's not a sports podcast.
I had the boo-boo.